You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Yo, Chuck, bust the move, man. Kick the bass to them brothers and let them know what goes on.
Roll the skills of the rat and that dragon. Look bigger than Jack and that second. Brother backwards, I'ma leave it at that.
What's going on, motherfuckers? Welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Get involved in the show. Skype name Jersey Jerks. Email us jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Hit us up on Twitter or Facebook. And make sure you go download our most recent show, Lemisol, which should be in extra fucking high definition because Marco cannot follow a simple set of fucking directions.
Go fuck yourself.
You can't follow. No, I got this. Here's how it goes. Normally, I upload all the new shows. And I've just been getting overwhelmed with uploading the new shows plus trying to get backlog our whole catalog from the last six fucking years. So Marco's like, I'll take it off your hands. So I let him watch me upload the show 2 weeks ago. He wrote down a bunch of notes. So after the show last week, he says, I'm going to upload the show next week. And I was like, well, wait a second. You only watched me do it once. Why don't you wait till I'm around and let me watch you make it? What am I, retarded? I know how to do it. I got this. Well, I go check it out today, and the show's about twice the size as fucking normal.
Fucking drooling idiot.
You fucking idiot.
Fucking jerk off.
I chose the wrong file. That's all. I know what I did.
Good. So you know how you fucked up, and you'll probably do the same thing next week.
Well, you know, my MO is twice. Do it twice wrong.
Apparently.
Yeah. Dickhead. You've been waiting to fucking do that. That's why you won't let me do the intro.
To go fuck yourself.
Yeah, go fuck
yourself.
You want
to do the intro?
No, I don't want to do the intro. Go fuck yourself. How about that?
To go fuck yourself.
I was just going to compliment you about your intro, too. You did it better than that fucking twat that's
well,
not
of
here.
Of course, I do everything better than her.
Yeah, that's true.
But how are you mad at me? You fucked
up. I'm not fucking mad at you.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Well, you're
you fucked up. You fucked up.
You don't have to
fucked up.
Fuck from New Jersey.
You're a fat fuck from New Jersey.
You don't have to point that shit out. Nobody cares. Nobody knows.
I care.
It won't be fucked up next week.
You say that.
Yeah, I'll supply fucking dinner next week if I fuck it up.
Shut up.
All you had to do was watch me do it again.
I did.
No, you did once.
I know what the fuck to do.
And I know you're an idiot, so I said, wait a second.
Go fuck yourself.
Why don't you watch me more than once?
No. No. I don't need to.
And I see you writing your shitty fucking notes down.
My notes are fucking concrete.
Your notes look like a fucking three-year-old wrote it. There's like a backwards R on there. It's like in Russian. Fucking idiot.
What is that, Sanskrit?
Cocksucker.
If you read it out loud, it'll sound like a Jawa. It doesn't even make sense.
You can't read this?
Yeah, it looks like a fucking three-year-old wrote it.
Dude, it's a lot to fucking write down.
Okay.
I wrote it quick.
Okay, and then I offered.
I don't need it.
You obviously do. You fucked it up.
I picked the wrong file. I know what I did wrong right off the bat.
Good.
What I did wrong. I chose the wrong file. I get it. I got it.
You don't got it. You fucked up.
I'm not denying it.
Do I have to go over your work again next week?
You may have to, motherfucker.
You're fucking useless.
I think Marker gets all defensive all
I'm
the time.
Not getting defensive. Go fuck yourself, too.
Fuck, can you come over on Monday and upload the show?
No problem.
Oh, Missy's not here. All of a sudden, they're fucking everything's focused on me.
No,
natural selection, bitch.
Yeah, natural selection. Go fuck yourself.
Does she have any responsibilities to this show except for showing up and not bleeding on the chair? No.
Well, that chair is trash anyway. I was gonna throw it out before her pussy was bleeding.
Yeah,
that smelled like fish.
You were like a mentally ill whore having PMS from the 1800s.
Ah, Jesus Christ. Fuck you guys. Anyway.
So I've been backloading the old catalog. I'm up through, I guess, October of 2013.
Nice.
So a lot of our old shows are up.
Yeah, that's nice. That's a good job. Moving along.
I mean, I would have had more up this month, but Marco's perfect. Here we go.
You only have an allotted amount of time. You know what? I want my $20 back.
That old chestnut.
That old nugget. Wasted our money. You know that, right?
Rough, man. I got it now. I got it.
Trial and error.
You got two
marriages out the way. The next one's going to be no problem.
Oh, please. Next one, I'm going to be a pro.
Yeah, you're going to be an absolute
pro. I got this. Trust me.
The only difference next time is he'll get divorced once and won't marry the same one again.
There will be no more divorces.
Yeah, you'll just kill her this
if
time.
If you were smart, there'd be no more marriage.
Oh, stop it. No. Get out of here.
Oh, are we...
talking about getting married.
I'm not talking about... No.
Are you going to try to beat your record of 3 months until engagement?
I went from fucking... You guys keep taking it down.
I'm still saying 4 months. I believe it was four months.
4 months.
How long was it then? All right, how long was it then?
Do it again.
How long was it? If it wasn't 4 months, and you know exactly,
I don't know.
It was 4 months.
It wasn't fucking 4 months.
You met her in January.
Right. I didn't meet her in January.
You started dating her in January.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
I'll get the deets for you.
Yeah, get the
I gotta
deets.
Remember.
I remember in April you asked her.
No.
Dude, my best man speech says it. It's fucking true.
No. It's not true.
It's absolutely
it's
true.
Best man speech. I said it in the speech. I said, you guys start dating what? And I said, I said January. And then you asked her in April? Yeah. That's good.
That's definitely
long,
not
true. You waited long enough.
Not, that's not true.
Next time you see your ex, when do we get engaged? Because start reminiscing with her a little bit.
And just
be like, hey, you know what was the date we got engaged?
There's no reminiscing. You know how much bullshit I'm going through right now? Because she found out about my girlfriend?
Why?
No, it's bullshit.
There's no bullshit you're going through.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Yeah, legally, what can she do to you?
No, not legally.
What are you worried about?
I'm not worried.
Right, but I'm saying...
What the fuck is worried?
It's bullshit for her.
I still got to hear...
No, you don't. No, you don't.
What do you mean, though, I don't?
No, you don't. What, is she calling you, giving you shit?
No, I gotta see my kid. I gotta drop him off.
Okay, well, when you go to see your kid, that's your time to see your kid. If she has an issue, she has to do it when your kid's not around. That's all.
She still can say whatever she wants.
Well, then you don't have to fucking listen to her.
I don't.
Well, then... That's what I mean. Like,
I mean, am I the asshole for not fucking telling her that I have a girlfriend? I'm not the asshole, right?
No. No.
Okay.
She lost those privileges of calling you an asshole the moment she fucking... You guys mutually decided this time you wanted a divorce.
I disrespected our friendship. There is no friendship.
There is no friendship.
None. There is none.
No friendship.
No. Now, I get it. I have to fucking go and tell her, hey, listen, you know, she's going to meet Nico now. You know, you got to run that part through your ex.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. But again,
guess
she's not babysitting your son, your girlfriend.
Not at all. She just met her kids.
They may cross paths eventually, and you're being considerate and saying, listen, you know, me and her are a thing, and
of course
her and Nico may bump into each other. So I'm just letting you know.
It's gonna happen sooner.
Listen, man, it's all going to be under your supervision. If you weren't red flagged as a
shitty father,
right? If you weren't red flagged in court as a shitty father or someone who couldn't support you, right, then there should be – she can say what she wants because that's what she does. That's what she does. She's a drama queen. All she wants to do is make your life miserable like you guys never got divorced.
I just want to find out when they got engaged. That's all I care about.
Listen to me.
Well, I mean, I already know, but
– I know too. I remember because I kept saying to him the night he called me on the phone.
We were dating a lot before that.
I don't believe that. Yeah, I think I think you're doing collateral damage at this point. You microwave that shit real fast. I mean, you know, you're already talking like, oh, no, there won't be no divorce next time.
No, definitely
fucking
not.
A month ago, you're like, I ain't never fucking getting married again.
A month ago, I gave up on fucking chicks.
What was originally going to say?
Guys.
I gave up on love.
I gave up on... shit.
Gave up I thought you were going to say
love.
Nah. Well, yeah.
So how long have you and your girl been dating now? It's got to be like a month. A month. So.
2 more months, we're engaged.
Yeah, did you buy the ring yet?
That's all right. Yeah. 7 more months, she's going to break up with him.
Stop it. Come on. What's wrong with you?
Nothing. I'm just repeating history.
History will not repeat itself.
Okay.
I'm guaranteeing it.
You're going to be 41 this year.
I have anything to say about it.
You're going to be 41 this year. You're going to start changing now?
Yeah. I learned from my mistakes. Plural.
We'll see when you upload next week's show.
It'll go up. I guarantee it, motherfucker.
All right.
You can take that sound bite, stick it up your ass.
All right.
Okay?
Marco's a mean drunk, isn't he?
I had a rough week at work.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Had a miserable night.
Had a rough week at work. Yeah. Baby mama drama.
The F on my keyboard was sticking.
Fuck, man. You motherfuckers. Get on my nerves. Dicks.
One of the legs on my chair broke. It wasn't rolling back and forth correctly.
I couldn't take a quality nap. That was crooked. Yeah. Listen, man.
The earpiece on my phone wasn't working. I actually had to pick up the phone.
I do have an earpiece.
Listen, man. Don't let that shit get to you with the ex. It's over. That's why she's an ex.
Yeah, I don't.
You know what? You got to oosah that shit.
Oosah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
I don't let it.
You know that's who she is. You know that's how she's going to be for the rest of your fucking life.
It doesn't have to be like that.
No,
it does.
No, it does because that's who you married. Right.
It's so easy, man.
For normal people?
For normal people. Right? But she's not.
The drama.
She's not. Listen, ridiculous. I guarantee you, if she doesn't change as a person, she's never, ever going to find happiness.
Listen. Next time you get divorced from a girl who's just a fucking asshole, don't come inside her afterwards. Little advice.
Hey, Marco's current girlfriend, I would saran wrap that area as soon as possible. Marco likes to play hockey, so if you leave an empty netter, he's going to take full advantage.
He's missed so many empty nets in his life.
Bull fucking shit. Sniper.
Yeah, it turned into a diaper.
Yeah.
Smart move.
I'll stop.
What?
Smart move.
No, it wasn't a smart move. No. That has nothing to do with your kid did not have a choice.
Your gay son is on you, buddy.
Was your mistake to do that the second time around. Yeah, your mistake.
Hey, fool me once.
And you know what?
George Bush said it best.
And you know what? Yes. If you didn't make that mistake this time around,
I'd be
you would never have to hear that disgusting voice again.
Come on. Listen, we can't talk that bad.
I can say whatever the fuck I want.
You can say what you want. I can't say
I ain't legally bound to shit. I didn't make no stupid fucking mistake. I would have walked right by her that day.
I gotta tell you though, man, I'm happy where I'm at right now.
Yeah, well, to be honest with you, you know, and this has nothing to do with your current, but a blow up doll, you'd be doing a better job than what you were at, you know? So, you know, not to knock your girl down or anything, it has nothing to do with her, but any situation besides the situation you were in is better.
Sure.
Well,
even if you were gay,
an unhappy marriage is the worst thing to be in.
Until you really get to know this girl.
Yeah.
Wear a condom.
What's wrong with you?
I'm just saying.
Actually, you should be telling her to protect herself.
Yeah.
So she can gets to know this guy.
I mean, she seems really nice. Can you imagine her being stuck with him for the rest of her life?
Oh, you poor thing. Get out now.
She'd be lucky to fucking have me.
Yeah.
Fucking kidding me?
Absolutely.
Listen, I'll agree that your ex was not a viable partner. I agree.
For anybody.
There's people.
But
there's somebody
that doesn't
everybody.
Mean that you are great. You suck.
It's a fucking 40-year-old child.
Yeah, he's a 40-year-old baby. I gotta buy two new pair of kicks every month. That's my thing. That's how I roll. You know, I'm gonna be 60 years old wearing Jordans.
Marco, the electric got cut off. I just got a new pair of Jordans, yo.
I'm not gonna be made fun of in parks when I'm watching my kid play. Look at the old guy in fucking brand new kicks. I'm not saying you gotta wear pastel slacks. You know, but I mean, come on.
I mean, what am I wearing, dude?
What?
What? I mean, what am I going to do? Not buy sneakers?
Do you have to buy fucking $150?
I don't anymore.
Yeah, you don't have a choice. If you were making, you know, $100,000 more a year, you wouldn't be doing nothing no, different right now.
She'd just get more money out of them.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it all evens out at the end. I like sneakers. What do you want me to tell you?
Well, maybe you should have thought about that before you came up inside your ex-wife.
Oh, Jesus Christ, dude.
Why don't you find something else to invest in that depreciates the moment you buy them? These are classics, man. These are going to be worth so much. It's not like a fucking 75 Camaro. It's a fucking, you know, 1993 Jordans. It smelled like his feet. With the indentations of his talons on the inside of the footbed.
You don't take them out of the box. Keep them in there without wearing them.
Why would you buy them then?
I don't do that.
Oh.
That's what a lot of them do. Then they resell them.
Who's them?
Sneakerheads.
Oh.
I'm not exactly a sneakerhead.
No.
Dickhead, but not a sneakerhead. What the fuck is all this fucking thing coming towards? Don't point this shit towards me.
What shit are we pointing at you?
You're bullshit right now.
Look.
Missy's gone. It's fucking... Kick me in the nuts, night.
What are you talking about, dude? Hot
suckers.
No one's kicking you in the fucking nuts.
Whatever.
Besides, you don't even have those anymore. You lost them in the divorce.
Bull fucking shit. You guys are assholes. All
right. My balls.
Bull fucking shit.
My fucking balls.
My balls are three times bigger coming out of that fucking divorce.
It's because you didn't come for a year and a half.
Yeah.
True statement.
Yeah. You were so disgusted you wouldn't even jerk off. That's bad.
His sock rejected him.
How nice must it have been that shower he was in was actually clean for once for 6 months? No DNA stains at the bottom.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Can't a guy just be happy without you two fucking clowns?
Listen, if you listen to us two clowns, you wouldn't be in the predicament you're in.
That is a correct.
So you know what?
Deny that.
You can be all pissed off about us supposedly pointing shit at you or whatever.
Off, dude. Just having fun.
But let me tell you, man, had you just listened to some people who are thinking rational, you would not be in you'd be in fucking heaven right
Easy
now.
Easy Street.
Heaven.
Yeah. Easy Street.
Yeah, but you threw it all away.
Yeah, I mean, if you would have listened.
Phil Collins.
Yeah.
If you would have listened to us, it would have been a fling, not a 3-month engagement.
Right. Whatever.
Because I knew right off the bat.
I just don't
After
get
meeting
it.
Her.
Mm-mm. That's what I mean. I don't get it.
First night.
I don't get the appeal. I don't get the appeal at all. Like, there's girls out there that are super, super pretty, but have a shitty
Right.
And for that, you're like, this fucking bitch.
Right. And you fucking hit it and you move on.
Right.
People like that. You don't wife up an asshole.
Right. No, I'm not saying that's what your ex was like. Not at all. What I'm saying is there was nothing appealing. Period. Like, just mean looking. Scowl all the time, judgmental eyes.
Well, I mean, scowl all the time. She wasn't in a relationship with Marco, so you could see why she was on.
But even in the beginning, wait, hold on a second.
Jesus.
Joking aside, but even in the very, 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 very beginning when we first met her, like just so judgmental, so like,
oh, yes.
not enthused at all about any of his friends.
No, hated us all.
Already was thinking of a game plan in her head. I got to get him away from these guys because these guys think for themselves. And they're not good at taking orders. This could be a problem in my, you know, she's trying to build the Death Star and we're fucking it up. You know what I mean? So she found herself a nice, you know, guy who listens, you know, takes orders, is good at being bossed around.
And I got an order for you. Go get me a cheesesteak and order of fries.
We're not like that at all. We you know, we're completely.
Have you known me to be like that?
Yes, absolutely.
Bullshit.
Dude. Don't make me bring up old shit.
Don't bring up old shit.
I won't. And I'm not even talking about your marriage. I'm talking about before that.
I don't remember it.
Yeah, of course not.
Select the memory. So,
right. That's what I mean. You're like one of them people that when you go through trauma, you fucking
gotta
eject
get
it
out
of
your head, man.
Yeah.
It's fucking scarring.
What year did you get engaged? Was it 07 or 08?
07.
It was 08.
08. Start dating 07. 2009.
You didn't start dating 07.
Yes, we did, dude.
Started dating the January that you got engaged in, like, April.
No.
It was April.
Mm-hmm.
It was April, and they weren't. They sure as fuck weren't going out for 6 months. I know that.
Yeah, man. Yes.
It was in. Nope. Dude, yes. Listen to the best man speech. What I wrote in the best man speech was fact, because you guys even said, yes, I turned to you and asked you.
I don't
when you met and when you got engaged.
Put your wedding video out of the trash.
And I made it. And I made a comment about it. I made a comment to the both of you, and you both nodded your head yes. So,
she wouldn't selective member. She wouldn't nod at you. She wouldn't, yeah, she wouldn't acknowledge you. That's a lie.
What?
She wouldn't acknowledge you.
What are you talking about, dude? You guys were center stage. Of course you guys acknowledged me.
No.
You don't fucking remember anything. Mm-mm. No wonder. No. Run. Run.
Don't do that.
Run.
Don't say that.
Run.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Was it your birthday? Oh, I don't know what I was thinking. Selective memory. What'd you get me anyway? this fucking cocksucker on Christmas. Oh, I got tons of shit. I got tons of shit. Yeah, just not a good marriage. I got a PlayStation 3, and I got fucking two pairs of Jordans and fucking Flyers jersey and blah, 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 blah.
The gifts are good.
Shitty marriage.
Gifts are good, though.
Yeah, well, yeah, there you go. That was the deflection. Here you go. Open all these wonderful big gifts. You open them. Wow, this is great. This is great. As soon as the gift giving was over, it was back to hell.
Yep.
Yeah. It was like being buried up to your neck in shit.
I'm moving on from that.
Yeah.
He had the one wife that would probably be like, can you spend more time playing PlayStation and less time talking to me?
Yeah, right, right. Here's another game. She's like calling her friends.
It's FIFA.
Hey, does your husband have any extra games? I think Marco needs a new one.
Marco, FIFA. I sold my watch so I could buy you two new games.
Yeah, meanwhile, she was blowing the guy at GameStop.
Good for Harry.
No, how the hell did you get all these bonus points?
Oh, Jesus Christ. You guys are brutal.
Oh, my God. If I could write like a little tiny booklet about you and hand it out to women.
Why would you don't do that.
Oh, it depends. If I like them enough and I feel bad for them, I would give them the warnings.
No, I don't want to expose her to you.
You probably don't. You probably don't. Not the way I'm feeling. You probably don't.
Stop it. Come on.
I'll give her all the info. She'll have you like a... You know what? Your name won't be Mark anymore. It'll be Marionette. You'll be a fucking puppet.
Stop. Come on. Delete.
Come on my face.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, after a nice rendezvous, you know, she starts putting her clothes back on. She's like, I got to go. He's like, you have to leave already? And he like snuggles the covers up to it, past his titties. You have to leave right now? You can't stay and cuddle? Sorry, I got to go. I got things to do. Okay, well, call me.
Any girls want to send us naked pics?
10 minutes later, he sends her an emoji. Smiley face, kiss.
Because you're a faggot, all right?
I'm fucking taking a beating right now. You don't even know. She's probably listening. Jesus. You guys know it, too. Asshole.
She's at the Verizon store changing her phone number.
You know what's funny?
Yeah.
Fuck you. And I'll tell you why fuck you. Because when I first started going out with my girl, I went through the same bullshit with all you guys. And I took it like a man.
I'm taking it.
You can act like a man.
I'm taking it.
Fucking guys. Fuck you guys. You fucking assholes.
I'm taking it, man. Right in the chin.
Roll around in the balls.
Yeah, we all had it. Like the shit you gave my girl for the Christmas gifts. Oh, my God.
Was it just me?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I'm saying.
You were the worst.
No, I wasn't.
You absolutely were.
I was?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, because you were the, at the time, you were really the only other one that actually exchanged gift with someone that wasn't family.
All right, yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, yeah. you don't have to exchange gifts with somebody to know that those were shitty gifts.
No. What I'm saying is, that whole thing happened about a couple's because remember we added her into it,
right?
And she got like a book,
yeah,
or something like that for like a record.
That yeah, she got a record too. That's gonna last.
Yeah,
yeah,
that yeah we see where that too. Went.
Yeah,
and but yeah, it was like you were rapid fire. You were yeah you
that
were
was pretty bad though that first year.
Hey man, you say whatever you want, but it's it was learning experience.
Sure, she learned from her mistake.
She did learn from
good
her
for
mistake.
Her.
Yeah,
good for you.
Yeah, she didn't have to do it 6-7 times before she realized, you know what, this ain't working.
You know, but
she didn't have to compound a bigger mistake on top of the previous mistakes to try to cover all
know,
the mistakes.
You know what?
Right.
You know what I got to hear?
What
a lot. I got to hear from my mom. I heard. There's not going to be a third time. Like, no, 100%, definitely, 100%.
She means marriage.
Yeah, she means marriage.
No, 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 she means her. No, she doesn't mean marriage.
Oh, you mean with her?
Yeah. Even.
Oh, dude, let me tell you something.
Even, listen, can I speak?
Yeah, go ahead.
Even my girl now, she's like, I'm just concerned. I'm like, listen, there is zero.
She's concerned?
She was. I said, there's zero. Zero chance that I would lose because I lose you guys. I lose my fucking parents.
You don't lose us. You lost us already.
Yeah, we're barely.
I have
friends.
To be here on Thursday nights. If there was no podcast,
you guys
know us.
Suck.
Listen,
you guys really
if there's one positive
suck.
Thing I could say for you, Marco, is and to reassure your current girlfriend right
yeah,
now,
yeah.
that there is absolutely no way you'll ever get back with
no,
her your ex.
Not.
Well,
no, there's no
his,
way.
His girl now. Doesn't need to be concerned.
No.
Marco would
I
only,
need to be concerned.
Marco would only get back with his ex because he's lonely. That's why he got back with her the first time. Lonely and convenient.
Right.
As long as he's got this girl
mentally
to latch
unstable.
On to. Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as he's got the new girl to latch on to.
Right.
He, latch on
she
to?
Doesn't have to worry about Marco going right. back.
Yeah, Marco already dug in. He's like a tick.
Stop it. Stop it.
So if she has to get rid of you, she has to pop your head off and burn it.
Oh man, brutal!
Oh, I'm sure she's pissing herself right now.
I'm sure she
if
is.
She's listening.
Oh, she's
probably
she's working out for
herself.
The fifth time for the day. That's how you know I'm not going to keep her. She's not going to keep me long.
Why?
She's all in shape, and I'm all fucking.
She goes
shape.
To the gym a lot.
You're circled
round. Yeah.
She goes to the gym a lot.
She goes to gym. She works out at home.
Hey, listen.
She's going to trade me in no time.
So why are you going to the gym now?
It can be done, Mark.
Because I was going to the gym before. I just feel for my son, I need to start getting in shape.
For your son?
Yeah, so I can be around.
The best thing you could do
anyway.
Is
yeah,
the best thing you could
right.
do is get off this planet for your son. Check out early. It's the
You're
best
worse you parent than Britney Spears.
Listen. Listen. It can be done. You just have to be really fucking good to her.
I plan to. I mean, I am.
You got her at probably your fattest.
No,
so,
no.
I mean, you're fattest for the rest of your life, hopefully. You're not going to get any fucking more disgusting than you are now.
No.
I hope not.
Does she get over the fact that you smell like cold cuts?
I mean, she's in the same bedroom.
Summer, when we in the house, and when we all live together in the summer, he always smelled like ham.
Ham.
He smelled like cold cuts in the summer.
It's wintertime. Wait till it's summer.
Yeah, like now it's, you know.
It's now
all,
it's Panzerotti.
It's subsided, but when it starts
That's
getting
That's how he
warm,
stays fat from going to the gym. He's starving as soon as he leaves the gym because he smells like lunch.
I think he bathes in cold cuts. You smell like an Italian hoagie.
Oh, my God.
Without the onions.
No. I'm fucking beaten right now. Like,
listen.
You guys are helping me none.
Right there's now. Nothing to help. You're already in.
Fucking no. Who knows?
What do you mean, who knows?
I mean, I'm in.
You're not dating her?
Yeah.
Well, then
yeah,
what, do you,
of course.
What do you care what we say?
We'll break
her
mind.
The one thing she does
we're
need
not.
To be...
I know,
you
I'm
know what
kidding.
She does need to be concerned about, though?
Show her picture.
You have a heart attack.
You... No.
Oh. I was known in high school for dating black chicks.
Yeah. You guys cut...
She's not a black chick, so
yeah.
She oh, should stop. Be concerned about that.
She should be concerned about Marco's possible sickle cell.
I love how you cut shit up. Motherfuckers.
Gay, I think. Black chicks.
You want me to finish him off?
You make me sick, you fucking baby.
Gay.
Oh, man. You guys are tough.
Now, listen, man.
What?
It can be done. You can hold on to her as long as you want, as long as you treat her good.
Listen, I'm treating her.
Listen, she's a find. You know why she's a find?
She's a fucking find,
you
all right?
You went by the same ingredients that I was always looking for, okay? And that was someone who was easy on the eyes and completely mentally broken down from previous relationships.
With that, very low standards.
With extremely low standards. Right. And beds with high capacity volume. but that's a find. That's an absolute find.
Jesus Christ.
Look, that's the only way fat guys can be happy. Not healthy. Never be healthy. Yeah.
Fat doesn't equal health.
My girlfriend goes to the gym all the freaking time.
Yeah.
I can't even watch an action movie and see someone run without getting winded. So I don't fucking, you know, whatever. Like, I don't care. But somehow I make her happy.
That's good.
And 5 years later, she's still there.
Good.
So.
That's good.
It can be done.
It can be done.
If you build it, it will come.
Yeah. You stroke it.
Now, the best thing you did was find someone that was exactly opposite from your previous ex or your ex.
Right.
So right there, right off the bat, you're in good
company. I'm waiting
good
for a punchline here.
There's no punchline. Okay. I'm telling you, the opposite didn't work before.
Here's the thing.
You went the other way with it and it's working.
We get along.
And that's
we
great.
Have the same common likes and music.
Right. You know,
and
oh yeah, God, she's in the boy bands too.
She likes New Kids.
Oh, mud on the me.
She hasn't figured out you're retarded yet?
She has not figured out on me.
Good.
Just keep
good.
That on
the whatever person your hotel you're stash. Pretending to be, keep doing that.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. You are not helping, Chris.
Wait until you wife her up before you show her what an asshole you really are.
Oh, come on. Don't say that. You're going to scare her away.
I honestly can't. Even jokingly, I couldn't. I can't think Marco would be an asshole. I just think Marco's the kind of person who's so anti-confrontation that it gets to a point where he boils over. And I think that's what happened. Instead of doing the right thing from the get-go, laying down the law with his ex and be like, listen, don't fucking talk
to me. He just laid down.
Right. He just laid down.
Yeah,
if he said, over me, yeah. Don't fucking talk to me like that. You treat me with, you want respect, you treat me with respect. You want to talk to me, let's talk. Don't fucking yell at me like I'm a fucking invalid. And he didn't. And after years and years of abuse, Marco fucking blew the fuck up.
You think I'm a battered fucking husband?
You are. You, in a sense, you are. You are. And you know what? After so many years, Marco blew the fuck up. And he finally was like, that's it. I had enough. I'm done. And he did it. Well.
And then he went back to her.
Right.
Right. I did.
Oh man, I'm still having flashbacks of some of the phone conversations me and Marco would have, like when they were apart, and then even when they were together, and how like you know just things how drastically changed within a few months. Like I just think of some of the conversations we had, and I'm just in shock on the other line. Like what? You know, like no way, this is bullshit. Like I would think that you were pulling my leg, but I know you not to do something like that.
Right.
So I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Come on, are you serious? And it's just like it's
everybody
just,
said that.
Marco's twists that. And turns were his cliffhangers and twists and turns were unreal. They're unparalleled compared to fucking people I've come across in my life. And I'm just like, I've never heard this. This is the kind of shit you see in like movies,
right? And you'd be like, that's. So unreal.
It's fiction.
It's bullshit.
It's fiction.
Nope. And, Marco's no. Life.
Right.
Ta-da.
Right. But you know what, though? There's one thing I can say, and I'll leave it at this. I guess the only positive is if you didn't do all the stupid shit you've done, maybe you wouldn't be where you are now.
I'd like to think that.
You know?
I'd like to think it's
but that's just something that losers better. Think. So, I'm just kidding.
<the fuck?
laughs> No, I'm only kidding. I'm fucking with you. No, seriously. If you didn't go through all this, you probably wouldn't have met your girlfriend now.
She's, listen.
And
is that okay?
And
can I call
great.
Her?
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
His girlfriend now, and she seems great, but they've been dating a month. Let's not, like, make this into, you know, she's.
Oh, listen, I'm
they've
hoping.
Been dating a month. Hopefully right. It works out for him.
I hope so, too. I need this to work out.
Right, because he's going to kill himself if it doesn't.
No, I just need. I need this to work out on so many different levels.
I do, because I want him to fuck out of my house.
Yeah. And I want less phone calls about what I need to do about the show. No, I mean,
What the fuck?
No, I really do want to. I want this to last forever. As long as I'm alive, I want this shit to happen to the point where if he fucks up, I may go over and apologize for him and repair and be like, listen, this is everything I'm saying is coming from his heart, okay? I fucked up. I'm so sorry. I should have been, you know, like, whatever. I will do everything I can to keep this shit together.
I'll even give you my favorite pair of Jordans.
Easy. Listen, me and her have great conversation. We keep it open. I fucking adore her, dude. She doesn't give me any shit. She laughs at my stupid jokes.
She's definitely a keeper if she laughs at anything you say.
Right. You know? Right. Right. Exactly.
Yeah. She all right?
She's okay.
Yeah?
Yeah. She's from the neighborhood. She got that little Philly attitude.
She have a head wound?
No.
She from the neighborhood.
You know? Like, I don't know. We just get
I don't know
really
if that's
good.
Such a great thing. She's from the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Neighborhood's awful.
It really
now.
Is.
It is now. But she knows people I grew up with, vice versa.
Okay. Great.
I'm just saying.
Wonderful.
It's just,
they didn't warn her as to what an asshole you are?
Yeah. She ran into a couple people and had nothing but good things to say, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you owe them in a settlement?
50 spot. 50 spot each. Jesus, man. Help me out.
You're good. You don't need help.
Yeah, I need help. All right.
We tried to help you and you wouldn't take it. Now there's no need for you to get help. You're fine.
No. Yeah.
You're in a good spot.
Yeah. She met the other group, the other couple friends there.
Yeah, because their opinion matters. There's a bunch of people that make no mistakes in their lives.
Don't.
What?
I'm just saying.
Don't what? What am I? What are you doting? I can do say whatever
you,
the fuck
you
I
can
want.
Say whatever you want, man.
And I said what I wanted to say. Right. So that's it. There's elaborate. No don't.
All right.
What? I don't know anybody's shit. I can say what the fuck I want.
Right? Yes, you can.
Okay.
Yes, you can. We had a good time.
Like I was saying something about your mom or something. Like
no.
You know?
No, don't talk shit.
I don't know. I don't know anybody anything.
On your I caught that.
I don't know anybody anything.
You know
what doesn't matter what group of friends it is. I don't know. I don't owe anyone
you're right.
anything.
You don't owe anybody no. anything. You're right.
No, I mean, you know. It is what it is. I don't give a shit what people think and whatever. And you shouldn't either.
I don't.
Well, there you go. There you go. That's all that matters. And it's obvious that you don't.
Because you married the same girl twice.
Boom.
Right.
Boom. Just setting them up and knocking them down.
I told her the other night. It's kind of, I am embarrassed that
we're embarrassed for you. We told you that already. I cringed at your wedding and I was the best man. I was sweating like a fucking asshole at the altar because I'm like, I can't believe
just failing a marriage is embarrassing.
When you and life.
Really?
When you tell somebody Marco's story, nobody believes
nobody.
It. Nobody believes it.
Nobody. Somebody said something similar a few weeks back, actually, at work.
You said this last week.
Yeah. And when I told my side of it, like, you know, from his, you know, his point.
I'm that guy.
Nobody believed
it. Nobody believes it.
Get the fuck out. They were like, come on. You're lying. No. I was the best man. I was there. I experienced it the first time. Second time, I wanted no parts. You know, not because of him, but I wanted no parts. You know, I already gave blood. I had no more to give at that point. I had washed my hands of it. So they were like, are you fucking kidding? Everyone's like, what was he thinking? He wasn't. That's the thing. He wasn't.
Yes.
He was under some sort of haze, some sort of spell.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
Fucking nauseous.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, well.
But I'll tell you what, though. I'm very happy for you. I'm happy because the shit storm that you were in for so many years is over, regardless of whether or not it was your fault or her fault or both your fault, whatever. I'm glad you're out of it. I'm glad that part of your life is over, that chapter's done. And I'm happy that you've already that turnaround where you found someone that you really click with.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
It's great because now, you know, I don't have to hear your bullshit sob story. You have somebody keeping your company.
I was waiting for it.
No, no, but just I am.
Wait for the breakup.
Oh, come on. Stop it, Chris.
I wash my hands of that, too. I wash my hands of that, too.
Stop, man. Don't jinx me. I'm trying to hold on to this one.
Dude, we didn't jinx you in the last one. If anything, the opposite should have happened with what we were saying. So,
jeez.
Hey, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. As long as, know. You know, you don't have to pay any more money.
I think we're good in that department.
Yeah. Hopefully. You know, she seemed, listen, she, obviously she's going through similar.
Oh, yeah. You know. I lean on her for, well, here comes the fat joke. Here we go, Chris.
No wonder why she works out.
She's got the strongest legs in history.
Maybe our girlfriends know each other. It's like counseling.
It's a chubby chaser.
Yeah, yeah.
Chubby chaser international.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ask her a lot of questions, and she, you know, gives me her experiences and kind of guides.
That's good.
You know, am I being an asshole for saying this or doing this or thinking this?
That's something, that could really help you in the long run. You give her, like, you keep asking her questions. You keep asking her opinions and stuff. That's something that will always make her feel good because she does feel like you're confiding in her.
Yeah, girls love that. She's thinking, wow, he's so incompetent. He needs me.
That's us, isn't it? Oh, okay.
I fucking hate you guys. I swear to God. both you guys.
She didn't ask you to upload any podcasts, did she? I bet you she'd do a better job.
I downloaded your last podcast on my phone. I couldn't get the whole thing. The memory was full.
We got the Andy Reid podcast over here.
I got to do a better job. I got to do a better job.
Your time management stinks.
I got to put my podcast in a better position.
Time's yours. Today's injuries are Lisbon and
Missy's vagina. fucker.
Amazing. We went almost an hour in the show without even mentioning that Missy is not here. Not that no one would notice.
She's on a boat right now getting railed by Louis J. Gomez.
There's probably a boat out there in the ocean being followed by schools of sharks due to the scent of her blood.
Young Mike's in the corner fucking quivering.
You think Gomez right now has red wings?
Probably.
Ugh. Yeah.
He's probably got a red mustache.
You realize what a filthy fucking vagina you have?
Poor young Mike.
Oh.
Poor young Mike. He's on a cruise with, I'm sure there's a ton of chicks there.
Yeah, well.
If Missy goes
in love with his Missy.
You're in love.
That's another thing we should be talking about.
What, Missy?
Talking about saving people.
Poor young Mike? Yeah, he should have took the hint months ago.
There is no hint. He should have never gotten this fucking embedded.
Yeah, she's a fucking Looney Tune.
Not only that, she's dying. She's bleeding out for 40 days and 40 nights.
Well, young Mike calls that shit.
You know? And the attitude on this bitch. Well, if I'm not getting any, you know,
fucked up.
What the fuck is that all about? Yes. You don't want to please your fucking, your significant other? I was going to look at you and say, you don't want to please your man?
I want to please my man, yes.
Mark has just given us like tons of fucking.
Yeah, stuff. Take them, motherfucker. We need some new ones. Yeah,
starting to sound like a little faggot.
That's fine.
You're a fucking fag.
You are entirely too gay.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, that's not. He shouldn't be subjected to that. You know.
Yeah, she should at least fucking blow him.
Right.
Right. You got normal protocol. Girls on her period. You have sex on your period.
Look, she's been on her period for 90 days.
I've known girls that swear up and down that they hate, they admit to hate giving head. And they absolutely positively won't do it. I know guys who are married to women like that.
Yeah.
And I think it's a fucking travesty.
Sucks.
I really do.
Yeah.
I think it's something that should be banned. I think there should be divorce talks just over that.
They should stone her.
You know, yeah. I mean, it's not like you pass the kid out of your pee hole and it's all like big and fucking floppy. You know what I mean? You don't have a huge fucking cave of a pee hole now where it's all, you know, but the guys don't stop going down when after kids shoot out. And why would they?
No.
You know, it's still a lovely place to go.
Yes.
You know, a lovely place to meet.
Agreed.
So, I don't know. I just think it's selfish on her part. And listen, I'm sorry that she's going through her shit and everything. I really am.
Yes.
But at the same time, it's like, not that he did it to her. You know? I mean, she's just as careless, if anything.
Yeah.
I mean, if she... And besides, is it really his fault? Is it really him, the reason why these fucking triplets are coming out like fucking wet rocks? Like-
no. She's fucking 50 years old. She's the adult in the relationship.
Her womb died years ago.
And all the drugs and all the fucking cocks and everything.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah. Her ovaries must look like raisins. Like dried raisins. Disgusting. Well,
she does it to herself, walking around all fucking, you know.
Partying, doing coke off toilet seats.
That shit.
Licking payphones, picking up a fucking toenail off of the fucking dirty ass carpet
that's
on
why.
An outside
that's
porch.
Why. She had fungus in her fucking vagina.
And it, oh
she
yeah,
didn't pick it
she
up
has. Well, she just admitted she has a fucking yeast infection. Of course, she has fungus. She has fungus everywhere. She probably has mushrooms growing out of her fucking crack at this point. She's gross. Edit that out.
There's no editing.
I lost.
We're talking about the playing on the boat.
I went on a tangent there. I don't know what happened. I blacked out. What happened? What I said?
I don't fucking know.
Plausible deniability. No, I just.
She walks around saying,
my whole point,
fucking ironclad uterus. Fuck you.
Yeah.
You,
yeah, it's ironclad, all right. There's no blood flowing through it.
No. You need some iron up in that shit.
Right. Her womb is a concentration camp for babies.
Yeah.
And it's already, she has a mass grave in her pussy.
Oh, jeez.
It's the entrance way to a mass grave.
What the fuck?
Abu Dhabi has better photos and landscapes than the inside of her uterus.
Anybody who donates at least $50 will send you a vial of Missy's pussy blood.
I meant to say Abu Ghraib. Abu Ghraib. Yeah, whatever, yeah. However they pronounce it.
Dust people.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, look.
They were both careless.
But my point is that I'm sure young Mike is doing everything in his power to make her feel better and console her and try to keep
and he
her
should
company.
Be.
Right.
And, you know, she don't give a fuck.
And she don't give a fuck. Because when shit bad happens to her, she goes rogue. Because that's her M.O.
And she
wants to be...
Drama.
You know, she doesn't realize she can't be part of the 27 club anymore unless she minuses 20 years. And, you know, she still tries to live like a rock star, which funny thing is I don't know any of her work because she doesn't do any of it. So, you know what I mean?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't get it.
And now it's funny how she changed her tune. Now that all this bad stuff's happening to her. And again, I wish it wasn't.
Absolutely.
You know, she's saying now, you know, if they're talking about hysterectomy for her. She's saying, well, now she's saying she wants kids.
Well, that's Missy. You always want what you can't have.
Right. Well, you didn't have to flush them down the toilet either. You could have kept it.
Well.
Dude, they have sea monkeys. You can have, like, sea babies. Put in a jar with some honey. Whatever. Just leave it on the
spot.
I don't know. I don't fucking know. Fucking just let it sit there and look at it.
Yeah.
That's mine. I'm proud of that little guy.
Jesus.
You take it to a baseball game and put it on second base. That's it, honey. Way to hustle out there. You know, have a catch with it. You know, put a little glove on top of the jar and just, like, throw a little ball at it.
Oh, that would have been my son if I didn't kill him with my years of drug abuse.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's his twin sister. Doing lines of cocaine off the
bench.
What
were the baby's names? Luscious?
Luscious and Lucius.
No, Lucius and... Lucius was it something. Luscious?
That was something. No, she said whatever the girl's name from Empire.
Oh, Cookie.
Oh, Luscious.
Luscious and Cookie.
Lucius and Cookie.
Lucius and Cookie.
Yeah, there's someone who's all right in the fucking dome.
Yeah. Those kids didn't have a shot anyway, coming out that fucking vagina.
No, are you
no
kidding me?
No shot in hell.
No way.
No chance.
No. No. No, she fucking, her chromosomes, whatever chromosomes she had to pass off for children, they dried up and died long ago. Long ago. It's a wasteland in there. It's an absolute wasteland. It's like the setting of fucking Star Wars in there. It's like Tatooine. It's all fucking sand.
I picture her ignoring young Mike right now and shit.
Oh.
The whole time.
The worst thing he could have done was go on a cruise with her.
He should never, and then she's got Biffle with her, who doesn't, you know, she's going to focus on Biffle.
Well, yeah, unless she's...
She's not going to worry about young Mike.
I'm sure Gomez has no problem getting head from her.
He'll fucking smash young Mike.
Oh, God, yeah.
I'm going to take your girl.
Yeah, he's probably off the boat as we speak.
I'm telling you, he fucking jumped off.
He's probably got like floaties
sucked
on
in the engine
in the middle of the ocean. Fuck. Help.
Because he's head over heels for...
I don't get it. I just don't get it. No, and it's not young Mike. Like, nothing against young Mike. Yeah, I know. That's the problem. I found out Missy's secret. She goes after extremely young guys, or at least younger than her.
Yeah.
Because they kind of like, they sort of not really versed in the whole relationship thing.
Well, look at the previous.
Same exact thing happened, right, except right. That guy was a little, you know, nutty. I haven't met young Mike, but he seems like a good guy.
Normal. Right.
Right. He seems like he's got his head on straight. The other one was a little out there. He was like a modern day hippie.
That, you know? Yeah, and very, very Christian like.
Yeah, 30 year old virgin.
Yeah, yeah, that whole deal.
But like, what's the allure?
I don't know. Could it be the sexy voice?
I don't know.
Some guys like much older women.
Yeah.
Much, much older.
Yeah, but I mean, what about the phone sex? It's like talking to Gary Busey. You know, it's like being on the phone with Nick Nolte. Oh, God damn it, Reggie. I am totally flaccid,
but thank you anyway, ma'am. I appreciate you,
too. All right, I need you to unzip your pants. What I'm going to do now is a trick with my tongue.
I mean, we've hung out. You, one more time than me. You know, that.
Don't bring your girl around this one.
Missy?
No.
No, I wouldn't. No, no. I'm not. I wouldn't do that. You want a double date? No, thank you.
No, she wouldn't. First of all, she wouldn't.
No, because you got to spend money.
No, she wouldn't. She wouldn't ask you to double date with her anyway. She'd just be a fucking idiot bouncing around.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. No, after the fucking horror story from the show.
Oh, Madonna.
Never. No.
Fucking.
Not at all.
Atrocity.
You kidding me with that? Get out of here.
And then sleeping in the car like a fucking 5-year-old.
Yeah, fuck out of here. We dealt with people like that when we were fucking 20.
Well, that's the allure for young Mike. Girls like that are more attractive when you're young.
Really?
You're
older, mentally unstable?
Kind of. It's exciting.
With venereal disease?
When you get older, it's just kind of like, I don't want to deal with that bullshit.
No, exciting is if when you're a younger guy and you date a stripper for a little bit. That would be more exciting.
Strippers aren't mentally unstable?
Well, come on. Do you think strippers act like her?
Yeah.
Really?
I think she's not that rare.
The way she is.
For her age, she is.
That's what I mean.
But that's why I said for younger guys, it's more of an allure for younger guys.
She acts like she's fucking 19 years old.
Right.
Yeah. You meet a woman her age, put 100 women her age in a room, right? None of them.
No, I'm not disputing that at all.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it's rare.
It's rare because of her age. That's why she only dates younger guys, because that's the only guys that'll put up with that bullshit.
You think a career guy is going to fucking date her?
Yeah.
No. No, he is not, because of that shit.
I
want to see her happy.
I must have just had an outer body experience, because I'm just starting to realize now how bad this sounds, what we're doing right now.
It does sound pretty bad. We're fucking totally ragging on Missy.
I don't know why. I have nothing against her.
I love Missy.
And I'm just realizing now that we are just completely terrible.
I think because we want better for her.
Well, yeah, I want better for her, too.
We expect we want more for her. And
yeah, I mean, I would like a lobotomy.
I mean, not to sound like an ass, if she's happy doing what she's doing, keep doing it. I really don't care.
Yeah, who the fuck are we to tell her what
to do? I mean, it's just funny to make fun of her.
It is.
Like, I don't feel like we're really ripping her.
I think I went a little
overboard. Telling young Mike to run.
For some reason, every time I say something, it cuts her for some reason more than anybody else.
She respects you more than she respects me.
I doubt it highly. No. I'm the last person she talks to.
No, she takes your fucking word definitely over mine. But
I don't know what you're talking about.
She'll tell you. She don't fucking.
No, she admitted on the show that she has a harder time with me than anybody else on the show. I don't think it has anything to do with respect.
I don't know. I don't think I know she doesn't respect me, but.
Well, I mean.
Here we go.
I know.
Set myself up.
Neither does your ex-wife, your new girlfriend. Your
mom.
Brother and sister.
Sister.
Fifth grade teacher.
Yeah. Nuns. at the old neighborhood.
You guys fucking, you guys suck. You know that?
Hey, man.
Fucking shit never gets old for you, does it?
No, it's actually, it's a lot of fun for me.
Of course.
I'm actually glad that Missy took the night off.
Yeah, let's put you on blast.
Go ahead.
No. I ain't like that.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't think you have nothing.
If you got something.
Chris knows how to keep his skeletons locked.
He fucking sure does.
He sure does.
You couldn't tell anything.
Chris is like Dexter. He knows how to clean up a crime scene.
Oh, no shit. He keeps it way underground.
And now you're actually under the same roof with him. And I couldn't fucking tell anything. You mean to tell me after all this time you've been staying here, you haven't found nothing?
No. I don't see him do anything. No.
Because he knows he's a pro.
Ninja.
He's a fucking ninja. Yeah. Sneaks him in through the fucking his window.
He's a coxman.
Get out the fuck. Go that way.
Yeah. He probably pumps, like, you know, nitrous in your room at night so you're knocked out. Right.
Dude, I'll know if he wakes up.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
The neighbors a mile away will know if he wakes up.
So when you bring hookers in your room, do you tell them to stick their ass up against the wall because the vibration of his snores will get them off?
I would never bring a hooker to my house.
No, I know. Mm-mm. I know.
Got nothing.
No, he keeps his shit well hidden. Good job. It's the way you do it, man. You shouldn't have anybody know your shit until it's time.
Until it's time.
Yeah, man.
I have an announcement to make.
I got a hot chick.
There's a skeleton.
I will never make that announcement.
Yeah, that's kind of.
I got a slightly below average that's chick, like but she treats me well.
That's like Marco's announcement. I got a hot chick.
Fucking right.
Oh. Marco was swooning over this broad. Mm. Swooning.
I will admit that.
Fob, listen to me.
Hot.
Never, ever, ever, ever dated anyone this hot before.
I'm telling you, man. She's smoking.
Good for you, man.
Smoking.
And she is smoking.
And she's normal.
I saw a picture of her. She is smoking.
How smart can she be? She's dating
me. Right. She's obviously got some mental problems.
I told you she is... Her self-esteem took a beating. She sees you as a safe play.
No, stop. No, she doesn't.
Listen, what do you think? You think at night when she's, you know, eyes closed and she's double-clicking her mouth, you think she's thinking about you? You got to be kidding me.
No, she's thinking about me.
Yeah. I don't think I can say anything funnier than that.
That's pretty good.
She's probably thinking of, you know, whatever guy in movies or whatever she thinks. Did you get to that point yet?
What?
Who does she like? Who is she attracted to?
No.
Do you guys share the Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah, I think she knows Donnie Wahlberg.
Oh, she knows.
I did bring that out.
She does know you're gay.
Yes.
Okay.
She does.
Donnie Wahlberg. Donnie Wahlberg. Fucking guy. Unfucking real. You picked the less successful out of the old family. I mean, look at how he aims.
I think I get a better chance at the less successful.
Mark is just way out of my league.
He is.
I'm just out kicking my coverage on that one. I'm going to stick with Donnie. Man.
Three people said that to me this weekend, or last weekend.
What, you out kicked your coverage?
When I walked in.
Well, yeah, you obviously out kicked your coverage.
Brian was like, yo, you really fucking out kicked your coverage on this one. Yeah. What the fuck?
Dude, listen.
And, of course, they grip me.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's the only thing I'm ever going to outrun.
No, it's the American dream.
Yeah.
Right.
Damn right it is. The American dream.
If you want to stay with her, you better put a baby up in her or something.
Give good love.
That's bad.
Give good love.
Bad advice.
She's going to realize what a piece of shit he is.
She's got two kids, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's going to realize what a piece of shit he is. No. She's gonna
imagine the drop in intelligence.
Asshole, man.
Oh, that third kid. Having with him?
Oh, God.
The drop in IQ points?
Yeah. She has a doctor, a lawyer, and a janitor. Which one's Marcus?
I didn't work in the same office building.
The janitor doesn't get to sit at the corporate table for lunch. Dad.
It's your turn to buy Marco Jr. Dad, lunch. I'm tired of buying him lunch.
Dad, my brothers won't acknowledge me at work.
I'm never naming right, Marco Jr.
It's all right, son. It's all right.
Fucking you guys suck.
It's like Rocky Balboa, but not as smart. Hey, yo, Dad. How do I get the dirt off the mop? Hey, what are you asking me for? Have you ever seen me pick up a mop?
What the fuck?
Your daddy does way better than that. He works in an office. Oh, I get it, Dad. I get it.
Fucking I hate you guys right now.
Ay, ay, ay.
Jesus Christ.
Just breaking your balls.
I know. It's fun. I think it's good.
It's funny. We get laughs. I'm sure she's rolling.
Well, of course she is.
And she needs to laugh.
Vagina just dried up as we speak. That's
she
great.
Needs to laugh. Oh, I'm sure we didn't have to help for that. And I don't know how that cold cut smell gets wet.
Cold cut.
She's not upset about this. If anything, we saved her about 6 months of bullshit. Dude. She's just going to break out with you.
Dude, if anything, if there's any reason why she's dried up, it's because when Marcus snores, he sucks all the oxygen out of the room.
Pussy turned blue. She can't breathe.
Looks like wax lips. Completely blown the fuck out.
We have snore battles, me and her.
Yeah, I bet.
She's snoring. You're dying. There's a huge difference. Yeah.
Like her reason is probably something like more female or like a deviated septum. Whereas Marco has got his heart is probably encased in like breading. That looks like a veal cutlet. Those aren't nipples. Those are tumors.
What the fuck?
Can we have the second hour be on the show not be about
yes
me?
Yes. Thank as a matter you. Of fact, we're gonna cut this off now. Let's take a break.
Nah, fuck him.
Let's take a break and we'll be back.
Please.
And we'll get back on Missy.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
You of course. Talk about their amazing colors.
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, Miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink. Ding!
What's the next one?
White.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15%, not even 20%, 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors, red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour
ding,
2. Classic.
Ding,
natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And
on mic. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there just laughing.
One of these days he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals.
Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in code word jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
All right, we're back.
Yes, we are.
It's nice and brisk outside.
Fuck, man.
So I don't know if anybody listening and wherever you live, but we are under severe blizzard warning.
Awesome.
For the weekend, which I don't know how I feel about that yet. It's nice to possibly not have to go to work, but it's also at the same time you have to work anyway because you got to shovel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's a pain in the fucking balls.
It's supposed to be up to a foot, right? Over a
that's
foot?
That's what they're saying.
Jesus
they're saying
Christ.
12 to 18 inches.
Oh, my God. I hate snow. I hate it.
Yeah.
So fucking inconvenient.
Yeah, well, I mean, what just sucks is driving in it. Other than that, I mean, it's pleasant to look at, though.
Yeah.
I mean, who could be angry when you look out your door and all you see is white?
Yeah. Missy goes out and starts sniffing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, the people who vote for the Oscars love it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm sorry, but the outcry for this whole, you know, no blacks are nominated type thing. Listen, man, I guess it does. It looks funny and everything, but is it really that big of a deal? I mean, is it coming to the point now where minorities are nitpicking over every little fucking thing? Because that's what it seems like to me. And I know I'm not black, but I just feel like the nitpicking is just fucking unbearable at this point. It's like, come on.
First of all,
like, Jada Pinkett Smith has no right to go out and speak.
You shouldn't even be invited.
Yeah, right. You're such a terrible actress. You don't get nominated for shit. You barely get work. I mean, right. You were so bad in Gotham, they killed you.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Fucker.
What, you didn't watch it?
I didn't watch the season.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Like you said in the past.
Yeah, I know.
Shame on you.
Damn it.
Sorry.
But yeah, she is terrible.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of glad they killed her off. But
she's awful.
Yeah.
What the fuck was her name in the show?
Fish.
Missy.
No, it wasn't Rotten Fish. Yeah, man. Like, I just don't, you know, if I'm Will Smith, I'd be like, bitch, shut the fuck up, man. You're making it worse.
Right.
He's not saying anything.
You're not successful. You're sucking a successful cock.
Right. Look, let's measure bank accounts. You obviously aren't bringing the bacon in this family. Mm. You know, your little royalty checks from, you know, what was that movie she did with, Wayans?
Oh,
Lowdown Dirty Shame or something?
Lowdown Dirty Shame, yeah.
Yeah. Your 50 cent royalty check a month from
your bank account's a Lowdown Dirty Shame.
Yeah. Your acting is a Lowdown Dirty Shame.
And your haircut.
I was about to say, so is that fucking haircut. Grow some hair, you fucking animal. You're a woman, for Christ's sake. You're not a fucking, you know, AIDS patient.
I am happy about the whole her coming out and talking shit, because Stacey Dash came out to say something the other day. She still looks fucking hot.
Again, another irrelevant. You know, you want to get people.
No, she spoke out against.
Oh, she did.
Yeah.
She's all of a sudden a political.
Amber.
She's so fucking
hot.
She's a pretty girl.
She's
man.
A political person now on like CNN. I don't know wherever she
is. Well, you know what? Like, you know, her, Pinkett coming out and fucking Spike Lee. There's another tired motherfucker there.
Yeah.
Listen, man. What do you want? It's almost like, what do you want? And this isn't just about the Oscars. This is also an issue right now in the NFL. The whole, like, not one black head coach was hired this year. Out of what, seven teams, I think?
No, Hugh Jackson got hired.
Okay, Hugh Jackson.
Right.
Okay.
Wolverine.
But still, they're still complaining. They're saying, how is it that there's only, five black head coaches in the NFL? Or whatever it is, four or five.
Blacks can't read defenses.
You know. Hey, Lovie Smith is a good defensive coach.
Yeah.
He really was. I mean, every team he's been on, the defenses. He brought the Bears to the Super Bowl. I mean, okay, he didn't win, but.
Once this generation of old people passes, to Tom Brady, to Drew Brees, to Peyton Manning, Cam Newton is the fucking best quarterback in the league. He's doing it with nothing.
Yep.
So, apparently there's one black quarterback who could read a defense.
Okay, but see, that's the problem right there. They're complaining about the amount of coaches that are African American, but the league is 2/3 black.
It's that low? I would assume
it's
higher.
No, it's 2/3 black. Yeah, they said it on the radio that the league is composed of 2/3 African American players.
Well, those who can't play teach.
Okay.
Black people can play.
Right. White people can teach. They got to learn. But I mean, it's just like, so the only way people that are speaking out on behalf of civil rights or whatever you want to call it, they'll only be happy if the majority of pretty much any, whether it be entertainment, whether it be sports, whether it be the regular workforce, that would be predominantly black workers and less white workers. Because that's what it seems like to me. Nobody's happy. You got affirmative action, which doesn't work. Honestly, I think it's a detriment to the system. You have the Rooney Rule, in the NFL, which is basically affirmative action.
Well, yeah, it's not only it's a joke.
It is a joke. It's actually putting a light on racism.
Here's the thing. Football is a multi-billion-dollar business.
Fucking right.
If you don't want to hire the best guy for the job because he's black, shame on you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
That's your fucking problem.
And let me tell you a theory I have about the NFL and what a fucking billion-dollar industry that is. I think they're part of the reason why Will Smith isn't nominated for Concussion, because they didn't want that fucking movie to be made. Because they're worried about the backlash from... You know, a lot of players are like...
They're already getting sued.
Yeah.
They're already getting sued.
And you know what? The NFL is a fucking conglomerate. They got some pull in the biz.
Powerful.
Yes. And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if they were part of the reason why they're kind of sweeping Concussion under the rug.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't want to bring more attention to it. You know? Not that many people want to see it because they don't want to ruin the game that they love to watch. Right. And I personally will watch it.
It won't ruin it for me at all.
Me neither.
Because you know what?
You know that they're going to be fucked up. That's
common
what they get paid
sense
for.
Tells you if you ram your head into another guy's head 100 times a day for 20 fucking years, you're going to have head problems.
Exactly.
If you punch a fucking wall 100 times a day for 20 years, you're going to break your fucking hand.
Yeah.
And it's going to be deformed.
So what happened to Lou Gehrig?
That was a non-contact.
Yeah, no shit. No shit.
Jesus.
Like, you could.
How many balls did he take to the face?
I mean, you could walk away from football after all those hits and have nothing wrong with you.
Or
you could walk away fucking
paralyzed.
Half dead.
Right.
You know, yeah. It's just a luck of the draw, but yeah, the odds are against you if you're hitting your head that many times. Here's the thing, like, not to sound like an asshole, but it's such a low percentage of athletes who have suffered the, and don't get me wrong, you feel bad for them all. Guys like Junior Seau and Andre Waters, mm-hmm, and, I always forget his name, the guy from the Falcons who blocked the kick that got the ALS.
Oh, no, from the Saints.
Yeah, from Saints,
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, like, they got a statue of him.
Yeah.
When he was last erect. I don't feel bad for him. You know why? They knew the risk going in. That's part of your job description. That's part of the risk you take.
Well, common sense tells you the risk going in.
Right.
But the whole thing with Concussion is the NFL was trying to hide that risk. But that's bullshit. If you have common sense, you know there's going to be risk.
But it's not that the NFL was worried that Concussion would change the NFL per se. The worry is that Concussion would have backlash towards the younger kids. And because they're already starting to revamp the game for young kids. They're starting to make head tackles illegal. They're starting to even do like certain shoulder tackles are illegal. You're really cutting down from what the game is.
Well, yeah, and I think the NFL's worried about the next Barry Sanders, next Joe Montana.
Yes, that's exactly
the next
what
Tom
they're
Brady
about.
Not playing football.
They're worried that
playing baseball.
They're worried that 10, 15 years down the road, the revenue is not going to be as high because football may not be as exciting 10, 15 years down the road if they keep making rule changes and revamping for the sake of players' health. And I'm sorry, but what happened all those other years before this shit started? This shit just really started happening more often than not only in the last 15 years. Because I remember as a kid, you know, you watch the Steel Curtain as hard as they hit.
Oh, yeah.
And some of these other, you know, teams and players, you know, Mean Joe Green and fucking Too Tall Jones. Those guys didn't fucking hit lightly.
No such thing.
They went head first.
Yeah,
they went
no
head first.
Thing.
And let me tell you something. Nothing happened to them. So is it the game of football?
I think players are bigger, stronger.
They are. They are. But hey, look at Too Tall Jones. There's not that many people bigger than him in the league today. He's a big motherfucker. You know?
Everybody wants to make
Mean Joe Green's huge.
Everybody wants to make ESPN with a big hit.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing.
There were some guys like Too Tall Jones and Mean Joe Green that were big. Now they're all that size.
Yeah.
They're all that size.
I get it. But, I mean, you know, it could also be just genetics, like, you know, changing. You know what I mean? Like, I just think.
I mean, look at somebody like Eddie Lacy. He's like, he's got to be 240 pounds at this point, that fat fuck.
Right.
He's fast as shit. Running at that speed, lowering your head, and barreling into somebody.
Right.
Guys not everybody was that size back in the 60s and 70s.
But think about this, though. Like, at the turn of the century, of the 1900s anyway, you know, life expectancy was very low. It was like, I don't know, the males lasted like 55, 60, something crazy like that. And women like 5 or 10 years longer. But back then, they didn't have preservatives. Everything was pretty much what they call today organic. They didn't have steroids to pump in cows, you know, to make them bigger and have more meat to cut out. They didn't have all that. And yet people didn't live as long. Well, now, you know, for the last 50 years or so, they've been pumping in preservatives and all kinds of chemicals and steroids into all these livestock and animals that we eat. And even crops, you know, they put stuff in like, what do you call it? Not bug spray, like fertilizer. Yeah. Fertilizer has chemicals and all kinds of shit that makes this stuff grow bigger, grow faster, you know. And we're all now our genetics are changing to, you know,
making us live longer.
Well, no, it's not making us live longer, but our bodies, our genetics changed with that, like adapted it, you know, and adopted to it. In other words, we're more immune to that. If you gave something that was made today and you travel back in time with that, like a steak from today and travel back in time to like 1915, after two bites, they drop dead with all the fucking steroids pumped in that cow, you know? Whereas now, if you want something organic, they're like, oh, it's healthier for you, whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe, but our bodies are now built to take those steroids, those chemicals.
Used to it, right.
Right. Because we change. And I'm thinking that maybe the game of football and other things, the same thing. Like you said, they're bigger, faster, stronger. The genetics, they're different.
Right.
People are growing taller. People are working out more. There's more.
Not only that, we know so much more now about, working out, about, diet. Where athletes back in the 60s were normal people in good shape.
Yeah.
Athletes now are like fucking super athletes.
Yep.
Like you see these guys.
A lot more lean muscle.
Right. You see these guys and they don't have a fucking ounce of fat on their body.
Right. Right.
Where you, I would assume you didn't really see that in
no,
the 60s.
No, I agree with you. I don't think they did have that.
Everybody looked like
that.
Tom Brady.
Yeah. if they were really fit, they probably looked like Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what Tom Brady looks like out of, you know, without the pads on or whatever. I have no idea. I don't know if he looks like, you know, he looks like a meat stick or if he looks, you know, he's all cut up. I have no clue. But in his uniform, that's kind of what they look like if they weren't really fat or really fucking, you know, big. They all kind of look like Tom Brady, you know, long, big ass fucking sleeves like the old school players and shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but now it's like you got guys that are physical specimens. And I get it. When they launch from their feet, like that hit on Antonio Brown and that
nasty.
Fucking Adam Jones is like, oh, he was faking. I'm like, what are you watching, dude?
So what,
did you see his body after he got hit?
He like faking so much he didn't play the next playoff game.
And then Adam Jones said, yeah, because he was faking because as he was walking off
he
the field. Yeah, but how do you know he even remembers winking at him?
Yeah, who the fuck knows?
He could have been out of his fucking mind at that point.
Could have. He could have just, you know, thought he was feeling good and gave him a wink.
What a fucking asshole. Yeah. Really. Honestly,
that was
God.
A cheap shot.
That was
no
a
doubt.
Cheap shot.
Cheap shot.
That was bad. But regardless. You know, that is the risk of the game. Sure. That shit happens. You know, people that work on skyscrapers, their risk is falling off. They know that going in. What are you going to do? You're going to change? You're going to not make skyscrapers? You're going to make them wider instead of high? Like, come on. Yeah. That makes no sense.
That's why hockey's great. Because in football, if you're a great player, the other team's going to target you. They're going to try to fucking knock you out. But, like, take the Flyers, for example. Nobody's going to target Claude Giroux because Wayne Simmons will beat the shit out of them.
But also, with the rule changes over the years, and because of the Flyers from the 70s, the whole rule book was changed because of the Flyers, what they did back then.
Yeah, but
they were headhunters.
The players can discipline themselves in hockey.
No, I understand.
But now they're whining about the fighting now. A lot of people are trying to cut it out. I think they should leave it the fuck out.
Yeah, because it's
those
hockey.
Those
it's
people
part of the
should,
game.
Should fucking put their vagina away and shut the fuck
I
up.
I agree. Let them,
or
let
they
them
should
police
just,
themselves.
Or they should just not have teams in pussy cities like Los Angeles. You know? Yeah. Honest to God, they just shouldn't. You know?
Yeah.
They're not the backbone of this country. L.A. is where people go to either succeed or try to. You know? You don't see people in Detroit being like, cut out the fighting. Those people are fucking starving. They want to see somebody else fucking fight.
You need to. But you need to police yourself, man. I love it. That's why hockey's the best sport.
Yeah, let's put a hockey team in San Francisco. You know what I mean?
Hey.
Pink jerseys.
Pass the puck.
Pink jerseys. They have like lacy frills for socks. Fuck out of here. Fucking unreal.
The ice fairies.
Someone broke my stick. I needed a stick.
Oh my God, where did you get that visor? I want that.
Is that a Chanel visor?
Jesus Christ, man. Is that a Louis Vuitton?
The helmet is to die
bedazzled
for.
Bedazzled fucking helmets.
Their numbers are bedazzled.
Yeah, fucking get the fuck
69,
out of
here. I get it.
69. His first name's Dick. Come on now. You know, and that's the thing. Like, these are contact sports. Okay, baseball's not, basketball's not, you know, and nothing's really going to change in those two sports, you know, realistically. But, you know, you got football, you have hockey, and those are the two game. Those are the two sports that have had some alterations to their game over, you know, the lifetime of their sport. And it's like, yeah, we get it. It's dangerous. But these guys know what the fuck they're doing. They've been doing it since they were kids. They're great at it. They succeeded in getting to the big show, meaning the professional level. And they know the risk going on. And that is exactly why they get paid millions and millions of fucking dollars. Because it's, number one, it's a risk. And number two, because the teams make that kind of money that they can pay. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's not like these guys are making 50 grand a year and they're getting these problems. Then they have a point. But the risk, you have to weigh the risk versus reward. The reward is if you don't act like an asshole and spend all your money the moment you get it and you actually invest it.
Well,
and
I don't know.
Save
that,
it.
I don't know that the risk is part of the reason why they make the money they do. They make the money they do because they bring in the money.
But what I'm saying is the risk is easier to take when you look at the reward.
Well, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I say you weigh the risk versus
the reward. Because there's a lot more risk for those people that wash windows on skyscrapers.
Exactly.
Yeah. But yeah. They're not getting paid.
And they make $40,000 a year. You know what I mean? Fuck off.
Well, nobody's going to pay $100. They can't fill a stadium, 65,000 people at $200 a pop to watch them wash windows.
Right. Exactly. You know? Right. People are getting paid to sit there and watch them wash windows from other office buildings. Look at that asshole. He's about to come. Open the window. I got a spitball.
There's been a few players that have retired early.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Had to get back some of their signing.
What's his name? The running back from the Giants years ago.
Well, no, he retired because of injury.
Yeah.
Wasn't
because of head injury?
Neck
injury. It was neck injury.
Now he's
running. Right.
Now he's trying for the Olympics. Like he's a sprinter. Yeah. No, there's somebody, I think, from the San Francisco 49ers that retired.
Oh, the defensive player?
Yeah, he had to get back
the good
signing
one.
Bonus. Yeah, he's pretty decent.
Yeah, I forgot his
name. And he was like, I'm not taking this risk.
You guys are talking about two different people.
Oh, am I?
Are we?
Yeah. No. The good linebacker, I can't fucking remember his name.
Thinking.
He retired. But a guy, he was either his first or second year, and he retired after last year.
Right. So, but that's few and far between.
Yeah. Well, but I don't think the linebacker retired. I don't think he came out and said, I don't want to get hurt. He just retired. I can't remember his fucking name. It's not LeVar Bowman. It's somebody else.
No.
He's real good, too.
Yeah. Wasn't there a running back, too? For 49ers, too, did it.
Yeah, and he's in the Army or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is just a dangerous.
But it's smart. If you can make a what's his name? Sam Bradford was the last guy to get that huge signing bonus
before
money
they changed
the draft.
Yeah.
If you're and quarterbacks are the biggest pussies in football, but if that's like a defensive lineman or an offensive lineman or something, or even a safety that got that money, retire after 6 years, you're fucking set for the rest of your life.
Yeah, yeah,
you know.
Yeah, how pissed off are some of the quarterbacks in the league that have actually done well that are making less money than Sam Bradford?
Well, pretty much all.
Yeah,
so I mean,
he's the last of them.
That
big money.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean,
of course they're pissed.
Yeah. And it's just like, what the fuck, man? What has this guy done?
Like,
you know,
sign a contract.
But not only that, if the Eagles franchise tag him or sign him, he's
standing.
Well, that's the rumor. That's the rumor.
Well, no, as a franchise, when they franchise him, they have to pay him, I think, in upwards of $20 million.
No, right? It's 18 to 20. Yeah.
They have to pay him like a top tier quarterback.
It's
right?
It's
an average top five, I believe,
yes.
Quarterbacks
right.
In the league.
Right. So it's 18 to 20 million. You know, he's saying,
not worth it.
He's saying, or not him, his agent probably put it out there that he wants 25
million
a year.
Right.
Right. Probably because the Eagles said, we'll give you 10.
Right.
Yeah, it's a negotiating thing. It's all it is.
It's not worth
$20 million. You ask for the most ridiculous high amount, and you hope to get a couple million less.
Right.
You know, and walk away with that deal. But my point is I don't know what my point was. No, my point is that, you know, these guys that play the game, you know, that make the money that they make, you're right. Quarterbacks are like one of the biggest pussies in the sport, and besides kickers. But I mean, you know, they're the most important position at the same time, even though they're you know, pussies. Is without a good quarterback, you're pretty much fucked. I mean, it only happens a few times in a century where quarterbacks win a Super Bowl that suck. Trent Dilfer. That's first comes to mind.
Yep.
Trent Dilfer. First one. I mean, I don't know who else I could say, but him. I don't know anybody else that was a shitty quarterback that won
Brad Johnson? Didn't Tampa win with Brad Johnson?
Was he the quarterback?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. He counts.
Jeff Hostetler.
Jeff Hostetler was
fuck that dude.
Yeah,
he had a good couple
with
years.
His fucking porn mustache. But fuck him.
He did a really good job though.
Fuck him. He'd a dick. Him and Phil Simms. Go fuck yourself.
Phil Simms is a fucking
fuck him. Faggot.
Fucking
Jesus.
Jesus, what? You're an Eagles fan.
I know.
Hate the Giants, you fucking faggot.
I don't like the Giants. Or anybody in NFC East.
How do we get on this?
We started talking about the Oscars being so white.
Well, yeah. I mean, getting back to that, the whole thing with the racial shit, it's like, it's getting old, man. You know, it really is. It's getting old. It's getting to the point where, you know, you in the beginning, you're like, man, you know, this is horrible that you know, black people are getting pushed aside and this and that. And, you know, for whatever, you know, the situation is. But now it's like they keep fucking complaining. Like, what are you complaining about? Some of the best actors in Hollywood are black.
And won Oscars.
And already won Oscars. Like, seriously.
At least been nominated.
Yeah. I mean, is it a travesty if Will Smith isn't nominated? Who gives a fuck?
No, I don't think
it is. Let's not forget he was the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Okay? Let's not forget. You know? He was a corny rapper before that.
I mean, I don't know if it's a travesty that he wasn't nominated because I haven't seen the movie, but I don't know. Like, part of me thinks, like, if you, like, back in December.
Well, because he did an African fucking, accent.
I don't know. I haven't seen it. Yeah. I really couldn't comment.
You must listen to me. Tell the truth. Yeah.
Back in December, they were talking about him being nominated. They were talking about the dude from Creed being nominated.
Oh, come on.
And Stringer Bell being nominated. I don't know his real name.
I forget.
But out of, did they nominate 10 people for best actor? Five people? Five people, right?
I guess. I don't know.
They're talking about three of them being black, and they got completely shut out. Like, I wouldn't complain.
But compared to the other people that are nominated.
People coming out complaining, like, you know.
This is a white versus black issue.
Right. Not. I think, like, some black people probably just made a joke at, wow, really, we didn't get anybody this year.
No. OJ walked.
You won it. You won.
Yeah, you won, man. Rodney King's a fucking millionaire. You won.
Rodney King's dead.
I'm not Rodney King. No. Rodney King.
Yeah. The guy that got beat up by the cops.
He's dead?
Yeah.
I didn't know. What did he die of?
I don't know. He died a few years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Dad broke.
Did he?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't keep tabs on the guy.
I just saw it on the news. I remember seeing it on the news.
But, I mean, seriously, like, what do you want? What the fuck do you want?
The head of the Oscars.
I don't think black people realize that at this point in our lifetime that white people are not real white people anymore. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, the old heads in the Oscars that are up in their 80s.
That's what they're complaining about.
Okay, that's fine.
People have votes.
Hey, I complain about them too for a different reason. I'm tired of fucking movies like Star Wars getting snubbed for Best Picture when you know goddamn well, besides, forget the box office, that it was the best fucking picture.
Right.
Over what? Right. Over Concussion? Of course.
Yeah.
Over Creed? Yep. Possibly.
Yep.
Come on. Like, that's ridiculous. I am so proud that Sylvester Stallone is nominated for an Academy Award.
Absolutely.
Or for an Oscar.
Definitely.
for supporting actor.
Yeah.
Like, that's great. That's great. Because it's kind of like a nostalgic thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he ever won for best actor for that movie. He won for screenwriter and producer and all that
best
other
picture,
shit.
Right?
Best picture.
Best picture, yep.
Yeah. But he never got the acting nod. Well, I mean, he's a journeyman. He's been doing this shit forever. And yes, there was probably 20 years of shitty movies in between. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, he obviously did a kick-ass job in this movie. And I haven't even seen Creed yet.
I haven't seen it yet.
But, you know, all these other movies with black actors, like, honestly, why should you be not? I'm a movie buff. And I don't even know, besides Concussion, what other movies have black people in it?
For me,
Star Wars.
For me,
the one character I don't like.
Figures.
Racist.
No, I don't like his character.
Honestly, I don't like... The thing about this whole thing I don't like is black people blaming white people for no black people being nominated. Blame the Jews.
Well, they are white people. The Jews own every people.
Right. The Jews run the Academy Awards. The Jews run Hollywood.
Right.
The Jews put all these people... You know, maybe if the Jews put a black guy in Leonardo DiCaprio's film, maybe they would have been nominated.
Let me
blame
tell you something.
The Jews.
Let me tell you something. They'll never blame the Jews, and I'll tell you why. If they ever did blame the Jews, they'd all be broke.
They'd never work again.
Exactly. Spike Lee will be fucking broke. Jada Pinkett Smith will be divorced and broke. I mean, none of them will have a job ever again. They'll be fucking working at McDonald's. And that's hoping that the Jews don't own McDonald's. You know what I mean?
McSteen's.
You know? Can I get a chicken McMatza? Yeah, I mean, it's fucking ridiculous. Like, I'm just so tired of the bitching and complaining. Stephen A. Smith needs to die a horrible fucking death. I'm tired. Everything out of his mouth
Can't stand him.
Everything out of his mouth is anti-white. Anti-white. Chip Kelly's a racist. You know, the NFL is racist. You know, dude, you're working. You're on ESPN and you're working. And you're one of the
making
most...
Making good money.
Making really good money.
Making more than me.
Two-thirds, probably a fraction more, of the players in the NFL are African-American. What are you complaining about? Do you know why there's so many black athletes? Because they're better athletes. Is it because they're black? I don't fucking know. They just seem to be better. Michael Jordan, one of the best basketball players, if not the best, that ever lived.
Yep.
That ever lived.
Oh, yeah.
LeBron, a specimen. He's a fucking monster. Look at football players. You know? That's the only fucking... There's the only question mark. You have... How many black quarterbacks won a Super Bowl? One? Two?
Two.
Yeah. Two.
Two.
Because for the longest time, there were no black quarterbacks.
Yep.
But there were still tons of fucking linemen, running backs, defensive backs, linebackers, every position but the quarterback.
I don't know. What's the difference?
What do you mean?
About how many black... Like, why is quarterback the position that's singled out where people say, well, only two black quarterbacks?
Well, you know how they say quarterback's most important position on the field?
Yeah.
It's like almost no African-American ever before like 30, 40 years ago tried to be a quarterback.
Right.
Because it was like a coach. It was like a coaching position. Oh, no, that's unheard of. You got to get in the back of the bus. I'm sorry. You can't do that. But why? 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 There are plenty of black quarterbacks who are fucking awesome.
Like that's
you
like,
just said Cam Newton is winning by himself.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, he's his best receiver.
Let's not forget about the white Greg Olsen, though.
take the tight end out of the equation. His best receiver washed out on three different fucking teams before he got there.
Yeah. Not to mention
the guy's unreal.
Yeah. Not to mention he's missing his best receiver all fucking season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm just so fucking tired of it. It's annoying. It's like, you know, how are black people getting, if I was a black man and I wouldn't be worried about this shit. I'd be worried about going out and getting shot 600 times by cops when I'm doing gardening in the backyard in my own house. That's what I'd be worried about. If anything you need to worry about, you want to start calling people racist, call cops racist. Because there's a shit ton of cops shooting black people for no fucking reason or over a traffic violation. That's ridiculous.
I hear you. And everybody says there's more important things to worry about than whether a black person was not. And
yeah, we got to worry about how many black head coaches are in the NFL.
that's all well and good, but you know, everyday life, entertainment's a break from everyday life. You can't compare entertainment to the problems in the world.
It's still a job.
For the people working, for normal people like us, entertainment's a break from the world.
Yeah.
You know, so people say, oh, you need to stop worrying about this, about that. Well, entertainment's fun for them. So maybe if a black person doesn't see another black face that was nominated, out of 20 people, not one Sampo? Fucking black person. Like that's
Al Jolson?
I don't know. Like I don't care, but I kind of see where they're coming from.
I don't.
I just wish people like Jada Pinkett and whoever else, Spike Lee, shut the fuck up.
Irrelevant.
Shut the fuck up. Your ass wasn't nominated. You know why? Because you're fucking lousy.
They want reparations for this.
Reparations.
I could understand if Will Smith came out and said, yeah, this is fucking bullshit.
Right.
You know, I was good enough to be nominated this year.
Right.
And if I don't get nominated for this, I'm never going to get nominated.
That's not true.
He could feel that way.
I mean, he could feel that
way. How many great movies did Denzel make before he fucking won one?
Well, what movie do you think he should... Let me ask you this. Besides Training Day, what movies do you think that Denzel should have been nominated for? Malcolm X?
Yeah.
See, I don't believe so.
I mean, he was awesome in it.
He was, but I don't think he was Oscar-worthy. Like, I don't think he was Oscar-worthy like, say, Jamie Foxx was Oscar-worthy for Ray. I mean, he played Ray to a fucking
I agree.
Okay? I think, if anything, I think... Will Smith should have been nominated for Ali over whatever he just did. I think he did a phenomenal job as Muhammad Ali.
I thought, I didn't really like the movie, but I thought...
I enjoyed it. It was entertaining for me.
I thought his performance was great. And Jamie Foxx, movie.
Yeah. But I mean, Denzel, think about the movies he did. What movies do you think he should have gotten nominated for besides what he did and besides Malcolm
X? Pull up a list of his movies.
Will do, boss.
Get on that, John.
You're used to taking orders.
Yeah. Come on, chop chop.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, I could understand why not forget the actors and actresses. I could understand why normal, everyday, hardworking black people look at that and be like, wow, not one black person?
See,
we couldn't even get supporting.
Let me tell you something. I think normal, everyday, hardworking black people don't care because they're normal, everyday, hardworking.
Maybe you're right.
I think it's people that have too much money and too much time on their hands, like Jada Pinkett Smith, like Spike Lee, sitting there and being like, yo, what the fuck? This is their career.
Pinkett Smith shouldn't even get an invite to the Oscars.
No.
She's only there because of her husband.
Right.
So we hear his movies, really?
Okay, start.
Right. So the ones that he's done.
Yeah.
Glory.
The ones that aren't in pre-production.
Glory. He was good. Probably should have got a supporting.
The Equalizer.
That was awesome, but it's not Oscar.
Okay, not Oscar.
Going down the list.
Listen, honestly, I don't think he's ever really made a bad picture.
Right.
But that's not. No, definitely not Oscar.
Not Oscar.
Flight.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
I don't know if
he was fucking fantastic.
I don't know if he's
in Flight.
He was a pilot.
Yes.
I don't think he was Oscar worthy, though.
I thought he was fucking fantastic.
He was.
He made that movie watchable. I think with somebody else, and I don't think the movie was all that good.
See, I'm still hung up on the girl in the very beginning.
What, yeah.
Sophia from the League.
Unstoppable.
I love that movie.
I like that movie, too.
I'll watch that anytime it's on fucking TV.
Safe House.
I like that movie, too.
And not Oscar worthy, but he was good.
The Book of Eli.
That's another one.
That one could be. Now, see, that I think could be Oscar worthy.
Right. Yeah.
That was good.
That was pretty fucking good.
The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3.
That was a good movie.
But, yeah.
Yeah, it's not really an Oscar type of film.
The Great Debaters.
Didn't see it.
Mm-mm.
American Gangster.
He was doing that. You can make an argument.
You know what?
You can make an argument for it.
Russell Crowe is just as good, and they probably canceled each other out.
Yeah, but who's the leading actor?
Who would you say is the leading actor?
I would say Denzel.
I would guess.
I mean,
but I mean, they both could have been nominated for Best Actor and Best Supporting Actor.
Sure,
and
it's great. They could do that.
And American Gangster, I don't know what won the year American Gangster came out, but I was shocked that. I don't know if it got nominated. That should have won. That was a fantastic movie.
It was a really good movie.
Man on Fire.
Oh, I loved it. It's a remake, but I loved it.
Honestly,
I know it's not Oscar worthy, but I wouldn't have been surprised if it did get nominated.
Hey, I got one. Antoine Fisher.
That's a good movie. Yeah. That's probably an Oscar type of movie.
How about John Q?
And not Oscar worthy, but he's good
too
in
much.
It.
Yeah. Remember the Titans?
Yes. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Hands down should have been.
Training Day, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. Surprisingly.
The Hurricane?
I see. Yeah. I think that's Oscar worthy. Yeah.
Yeah. The Bone Collector?
Definitely not. Mm.
The Siege?
Good, but not Oscar worthy.
He Got Game?
Definitely not.
Fallen?
Not Oscar worthy.
The Preacher's Wife.
Not Oscar worthy.
Courage Under Fire.
Not Oscar worthy.
Devil in a Blue Dress.
Definitely not Oscar.
Virtuosity.
Nope.
No.
Crimson Tide.
Nah.
That's close. That's pretty. He was pretty good in that.
I think Gene Hackman stole that movie from Denzel.
Right.
I don't think Denzel was the real. Denzel was great. Denzel's great in everything.
He really is.
But Gene Hackman stole the thunder. I mean, he was more prominent. He stuck out more. This one's Philadelphia. Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks got it.
Right. It was nothing to steal. It was Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks made me believe he was gay and dying of AIDS. He won an Oscar for exactly what he did. I mean, you know, what do you call it? Denzel played the perfect homophobic lawyer.
Right, right.
You know? Remember what he did to the guy from he was in the drugstore? And the college kid came in. He's like, "Yeah, I'm going to same thing, same school you went to for the same thing." He's, "Oh yeah. You should look me up when you get out. I'll help you out. Hey, you want to go grab a drink? Get off me, faggot!"
I don't remember that. Shit.
Yeah, he pushed him in the fucking drugstore.
I don't remember.
It was like a University of Penn kid or something. Yeah, for Denzel. He was like, "Well, get off me, faggot!" And he pushed him, knocked some shit over.
Ricochet.
Not Oscar-worthy, but not Oscar-worthy. Watched it last night. John Lithgow was fucking awesome in that movie.
Yeah, not Oscar-worthy.
Mississippi Marsala.
No.
I can go for some chicken Marsala. Mo Better Blues.
Mo Better Not.
Glory.
Yeah, Chris made a good point.
The Mighty Quinn.
Mm.
Here's like his early ones. Cry Freedom, never saw that.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus. Flesh and Blood.
Yeah.
That's it. After like Carbon Copy. License to Kill.
Carbon Copy is funny, but no.
Yeah.
Well, Glory was his
breakout.
Yeah, that put him on the map.
I mean, that's pretty much it.
And, I mean, listen, he's got a great body of work as far as, you know, what he's done, but Oscar wise, we named a handful, but you can make a case for why he didn't win or get nominated.
Sure.
Because we don't know what the other movies were that got, you know. And again, I don't even know what are the nominations for this year.
Ooh, fuck, I don't
even
know.
Can you pull that up?
Yeah. DiCaprio got nominated.
Of course he did.
He's going to lose again.
Probably. I mean, I haven't seen the movie, but I want to. The movie looks fantastic.
It's great.
That's what I heard. You know, I mean, the bear got a supporting nod. I'd like to thank my family. I don't know who else... Who else got nominated?
Can you imagine when they start playing the fucking music and the bear's not done speaking? You'll be upset.
I'm not done.
Yeah.
He knocks over the podium. He kills the girl standing behind him.
So let's see here.
Talking to the mic.
Sorry. Best picture. Actor in a leading role.
There you go.
Bryan Cranston for Trumbo.
Yo, I didn't know what that movie was about. I looked it up the other day, and then I saw a clip from it.
What is it?
I think it's about Kirk Douglas.
Really?
I think so. He plays Kirk Douglas, I think.
I don't know.
From, like, back in the day. Right. I'm pretty sure. And I saw a clip of it. Dude, you got to see it. It's not the same guy you remember from Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
He's a hell of an actor. I can see why he got the Oscar for this.
Matt Damon for The Martian.
I don't know why he's nominated for that.
I don't either.
It's a sci-fi movie.
I didn't say it.
Leo for The Revenant.
I didn't say
Michael Fassbender for Steve Jobs.
That's bullshit. That's total bullshit. They just did a fucking movie about this with that cocksucker from Punk'd that did nothing. And they just rebooted the movie. It's almost like it's a Spider-Man guy. They keep rebooting the fucking movie.
And here's one I never even heard of. Eddie Redmayne. The Danish girl.
He won last year.
Yeah, he won last year.
Did he?
For Stephen Hawking, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wanna win again?
Actress. Cate Blanchett.
Carol. It's the same Carol. Dozen girls to get nominated.
I never heard of Carol.
Brie Larson for Room.
She's hot. I hope she wins.
Jennifer Lawrence for Joy.
That pisses me off. This bitch is 24 years old and has already got nominated like five fucking times.
Charlotte Rampling for 45
I'm sorry,
years.
But she's not a fucking good actress.
She's good.
I
like her.
I don't think she'd get nominated every year, but she's good.
I can't even pronounce his name. It's spelled S-A-O-I-R-S-E. Saoirse? Ronan for Brooklyn.
Sourcy,
maybe? I don't know. I never even heard of any of these movies.
Go other Brooklyn.
Than Joy.
Go Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Actor in a supporting role. Christian Bale for The Big Short.
Give me the award.
Tom Hardy for The Revenant. Oh, thank you, man.
That's a Batman to be.
I like to thank my family.
Oh, there's no drugs in here. There's nothing to worry about.
I like to thank the Academy.
Mark Ruffalo for a spotlight.
Ruffalo.
Mark Rylance.
Who?
Bridge of Spies.
I heard that was a good movie.
I heard it was
surprised Hanks didn't get nominated for that.
Sylvester Stallone for Creed.
Right.
And then actress in a leading role, or supporting role, Jennifer Jason Leigh. The Hateful Eight.
Is that who that fucking girl is? I couldn't tell who it was.
Yeah. Rooney Mara for Carol.
She's hot when she's not fucked up looking in movies.
Rachel McAdams for Spotlight.
She's hot, too.
Alicia Vikander, the Danish girl.
I don't know who she is. But
Kate Winslet for Steve Jobs.
I like Kate Danish.
Winslet. Jesus Christ.
And then just a movie. The best picture is The Big Short.
I want to see that.
Bridge of Spies. Brooklyn. Mad Max.
Really?
What?
Fury Road?
Look, right here. Mad Max, Fury Road.
I just watched that. I was not impressed. I heard so many good things, and I watched it last week when it came out on HBO. I didn't see
The Martian, The Revenant, Room, and then Spotlight. That's it.
Okay. I haven't seen any of these movies.
I haven't either.
Except for Mad Max.
I gotta see Mad Max if it's nominated.
It was good. Like, it was very, I guess, entertaining. But it wasn't like I heard so many positive things about this movie. Like, they were saying it was better than all the other ones. I don't know. I kind of still like the original Mad Max, personally.
Yeah.
That's
tough to beat.
Tom Hardy did well, but I swear to you, now thinking back, I don't remember seeing him much in the movie. It had so much to do with Charlize Theron.
Really?
And all these weird bitches in the movie that she was trying to save, and the lead bad guy, and the dude that plays Beast in the newer X-Men movies.
Oh yeah,
he's in it.
Really?
Yeah, he's one of the fucking weird.
Who's that?
I don't know how to explain it. He's like one of the gang members.
Oh, yeah, I know you're talking about. Yeah,
it's just weird. Mm-hmm. The movie's very fucking out there.
Right.
It's done. It's shot well, but honestly, I don't think it was that fucking great. I just saw,
and that's why it's nominated.
I just saw Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
The newest one. Way better fucking movie than Mad Max. Like, if you want to talk about
Rogue Nation, you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That was really fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know how they base the nomination on some of these movies. Like, how do you?
They just vote. They just send in their votes. That's it.
But notice the Concussion is not on there.
Yeah.
For Best Picture or any actors or actresses from the movie. Well, maybe it wasn't a good movie.
Maybe it wasn't as good as they think it
was. Right. I mean, listen, has there ever been a movie in history where when they show a commercial, there isn't positive reviews about it? No. They get fucking like Auto Trader says movie of the year. You know what I mean? They'll find someone to write a good review about it. You know, like, there are bad movies out there. They get like 2 stars on fucking IMDb that have positive reviews when the movie first opened, you know, like, but it's never the good ones. Not like what, like Huffington Post or, you know, Ebert.
Huffington Post says this movie sucks.
Yeah. You can wipe your ass with a ticket. But I don't know, man.
Every year with the bullshit, with the Oscars, with the horrible movies, you know, some of them are good.
Listen, I get it. The Oscars are definitely fucked because they always pick. But there are some. Listen, when the year that No Country for Old Men won,
right.
I was like, I forget what else came out, but I'm like, how are you going to pick this fucking movie? Then I watched it, and I'm like, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
That movie was fucking good.
I haven't watched it.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
Javier Bardem.
Yeah.
Oh my God, dude. He steals the movie.
Yeah.
Him and Woody Harrelson steal the movie. Tommy Lee Jones is in it. It's a great cast. And I was like, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
You know, There Will Be Blood, the movie with Daniel Day-Lewis. I think anything Daniel Day-Lewis does is fucking
phenomenal.
Yeah,
he did My Left Nut or My Left Foot.
I'm sure he did Your Left Nut.
You got to get it from your ex-wife.
I got that back. Cut it out.
Mark, who got his nut back. That movie was good. I didn't think it was going to be good, and it was good.
Yeah.
So, I kind of like opened my mind up a little bit with movies. Like back in the day, I'd be like, what are these fucking movies?
Yeah.
Faggoty movies Bullshit. Doing, you know. Now I watch them like, okay, I see what the big deal was. It's pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, made me enjoy those types of movies mm-hmm. now. But I don't know. Maybe Concussion just wasn't good enough. So do you think that anybody at the Academy, like, didn't you say, Marco, that the head of the Academy is black?
Yeah, she's black. It's a woman.
She's black. Black woman. Okay. So I'm assuming she has a say in some of this.
No, I think it's just you just tally the votes from all the people that are allowed to.
Okay, so you think that everybody that watched movies this year, movie reviewers that watch movies and write about it and vote and all that stuff, you think maybe that they just saw the movies and said, you know what,
yes,
Concussion just didn't make the cut.
Yes.
So why do we have to add a black name just to make it look like it's PC? Like that's what's happening here. What's happening here is they want it to be more PC.
It's Academy Awards will end up like the Rooney Rule.
Yes.
Well, you'll get the token.
You
in there,
have
but
to have
no
at
chance.
Least one black nominee in you know, what the fuck are you talking about? This is crazy. You're right, Chris. Why don't the Jews wake the fuck up?
Blame the Jews.
Yeah.
Gotta blame it. They run the world.
Wake the
man.
Fuck up and have them do something about it. You know, maybe African American actors will boycott and then the Jews will have to do something. Be like, you know, we can't have them not doing movies for us. We must band together. Fucking.
Nah, they'll be like, we can hire four white people to play NWA.
And we can CGI them. We can CGI them black. Now, see, there you go.
Robert Downey Jr. was doing every black part in Hollywood.
I haven't seen that movie yet, Straight Outta Compton.
Neither have I.
But I can guarantee you that one of those actors that played any one of those guys, like whether it be mm-hmm. Dre or Cube Son or Eazy, one of them probably should have got a nod. Now, because the movie is about what it's about, the Academy will not condone.
I don't know. They were. I mean, there was a lot of talk in December that straight out of that it was going to get a nod for Best Picture.
Yeah, soundtrack. That's all they got.
Yep.
No, and writing. And the writers are white.
Yeah.
All white. Yeah, that's another thing they bitched about. Well, then why didn't a black guy? Hey, black guy wrote Creed.
Yeah.
That was his idea.
Mm-hmm.
Had nothing to do with Sylvester Stallone. He brought that to his attention and said, listen, what do you think? Because Sylvester Stallone said in an interview, I thought the Rocky saga was done. It was mm-hmm. over. This young man comes to me, shows me the script, gets my attention. I fell in love with it. And I said, yes, let's do it. And he helped him tweak some things, worked with him on some things. And now, why doesn't that guy get a fucking nod? Okay, there's your complaint. I don't know if he did. I have no idea. I don't know. We're not going to go into who gets writing credits for nominees or who gets writing nominees, but maybe he is part of it. I don't know. But listen, you know, I don't know why it happened the way it did. Maybe it just happened the way it did. Shit happens. You know? I don't think it was intentional. Do you think anybody sat there and be like, let's not vote any black
people? No, it definitely not. Wasn't.
Okay, so then there should be no problem. It didn't happen, not because they were intentionally left out, just maybe because the African-American actors, actresses, writers, and so, and whatnot, just weren't as good this year as they were every year.
It's a few knuckleheads that are doing this, which causes a stir. And everybody.
So now what's going to happen is some poor fucking soul next year is going to get snubbed at the Oscars because it's going to come down to him and affirmative action. No, really. Because now the Academy doesn't want to look bad, doesn't want that kind of negative
what's
press.
What's happening now is now they're pressuring other black. You guys got to boycott.
Stop
it. Chris Rock, don't host. You got to boycott. You know, that kind of shit. You can't.
Chris Rock's a company.
And now if you don't, you're a fucking sellout.
Chris Rock's a company, man. He ain't fucking.
He's not. Of course not. He knows better. Fucking money.
I like money.
Yeah. He knows he'll make a joke about her.
Oh, of course he is.
Better.
Yeah.
Of course he is.
He's going to destroy it.
He better have multiple jokes.
Yeah.
He will. He will.
Who?
No doubt.
Was it him that... wait. Who hosted the ESPYs? Wasn't it him?
I doubt it.
I don't know who it was, but somebody was... There was a prosthetic hand, and he's like, Jason Pierre-Paul's here. No. I forget who it was. No. Now fuck, I want to say it was Chris Rock. I guess not.
No,
I mean, I don't know. I don't watch the ESPYs.
I just remember that from all the footage they kept showing.
They start putting in sports like tennis, which I don't agree is a sport.
No, it's a sport. Come on.
Golf.
Just because you don't like it doesn't mean it's not a sport.
It's not a sport.
No. If the only thing I can argue that's not a sport is NASCAR.
It's definitely not a
sport.
That's
driving. How is that a sport? I don't get that. Tennis is a sport. Golf is a sport.
Yeah.
Listen, just because you don't like it doesn't make it not a sport.
The garbage.
There isn't, you know, there's more than four sports.
Right? No, there's not. Baseball's barely a sport.
Yeah, see? See, Chris falls under that whole, he's not racist. He's just,
I'm prejudiced
selective.
Against other sports.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Soccer's not a sport.
it's a bunch of people running around.
Volleyball's not a sport.
What else?
The Olympics.
Fencing.
The Olympics. All of them.
Track and field is not a sport.
Not a sport.
I don't know about that.
I'm just saying what he would say. I know it's a sport.
Running seems pretty sporty. I mean, you have to run in almost every sport anyway.
Yeah. But you don't do anything else. You just run.
Oh, you see who's the fastest.
Awesome.
You jump hurdles.
It's the NFL Combine.
You jump hurdles.
No, not really, because nobody in the NFL Combine can even catch Usain Bolt.
Well, maybe Usain should learn how to catch a football and play a real sport.
He doesn't want to end up a fucking talking monkey when he gets No. He doesn't want his brain to turn into applesauce. He's smart. Although nobody would catch him. Imagine his speed though, running into a player, not seeing him turn around. Can't put on the brakes there. Nope. Boom, just explode like a bag of fucking mush. No, man, I don't know. The whole thing is stupid. It's getting old. You know, and part of me feels angry because I'm like, I wasn't thinking anything of it. I wasn't thinking anything. Like every year there's nominations, whatever the award show may be, whether it's music or movies or whatever. You know, if somebody of a different minority wins for something, I don't care. It doesn't bother me. I don't think it's like, This is the worst thing to happen. And
I've never read the list of nominees and be like, oh wow, there's no black people. It wouldn't occur to me.
Yeah, like if Denzel was nominated and didn't win and they gave it to somebody else like Leo or Eddie Redmayne or something. Listen, he didn't win. That sucks. I would have liked for him to win. You know, I would have been rooting for him. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to lose my shit over it. You know?
No, it's kind of like.
But that's the next step. You realize that, right?
Yeah.
That's the next step.
Definitely.
Next step is Denzel gets nominated for best actor in a movie and loses to, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Cumberbun.
You know what I mean? And then everybody's going to be up in arms, you know?
I wouldn't be up in arms, but,
not us.
Yeah.
Not us.
Oh.
Black people. Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's bullshit. You know,
well,
Denzel.
If Denzel lost to him, it probably wouldn't be bullshit.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, he got nominated too last year.
I know.
You know? Then Cumberbatch has to do a fucking speech and say, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. I know, it's an awful name. That's what made me think of it. Yeah. Just like, what's an awful English name?
Ugh.
Cumberbatch.
Jesus.
Sounds dirty.
I'd change it.
Yeah. See that Cumberbatch I left on her face? But that's going to be the next step, and we're just going to allow this to keep happening over and over again, and it's going to be like, all right, well, now what? You know, like, we got to bend over backwards, and for what? Just so we don't piss a minority off? Come on, man. Mm. Like, you know, you gotta know when to say when. Like, stand your ground. If the actor wasn't good enough to be nominated compared to all the other actors and all the other movies, there's tons of movies they have to review and vote on. If they didn't make the cut, it's not because they're black. It's because they weren't good enough compared to the other ones.
In the eyes of the people who vote, yeah.
But, right. And even, like, the public, most of them, except, you know, most black people. You know who's pissed off besides Spike Lee, Jada Pinkett Smith? Black people that are in the hood collecting money from the government that don't work and are having kids with multiple, you know, partners or whatever.
Baby daddies.
Yeah. People that always think everything's a conspiracy and they're out, white people are out to get them. You know what I mean?
They're not white. They're Jews.
No. What I'm saying is.
Stop blaming us.
What I'm saying is, you know, they all, like black people that live in the hood that don't try to get a job and hang out on street corners all day and, you know, hang out with their friends or whatever. And I'm not saying they're in a gang. I'm just saying that they're not working and they're collecting government money, you know. They're the ones that think there's a conspiracy, and they're the ones that get up in arms about this kind of shit. People that work, black people that work and have families and have responsibilities, they don't give two shits about this. And as far as the opposite end of the spectrum, financially, like Jada Pinkett Smith, who has money, like Spike Lee, who has money, they have too much time on their hands, and it's directly in the business that they work for. Mm-hmm. So they're sitting there thinking, well, this is racist. No, it's not.
Yeah, I feel like because Will Smith wasn't nominated, Jada Pinkett made it a racist thing.
This is no Dave
must be race.
She's the new Tom Brady's wife. She's the new Giselle.
Right, shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
Shut the fuck up and let your man work and leech off him the rest of your life.
Right.
I think she makes more than him, Giselle.
She does.
No. I'm talking about Jada.
No, but I'm saying she's the new Giselle in the sense that Giselle doesn't know how to keep a fucking watch
fucking
shut.
Hole.
Neither does what's-his-name's wife, the guy that used to be on the fucking Patriots, the little white receiver that went to, not Decker, who's the other white receiver, not Edelman?
Welker.
Welker's wife came out and talked shit.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, you know?
You have no place.
No. Shit. A wife of an athlete who doesn't play the sport and isn't involved
should be cooking.
has no right to
wonder why you're single.
some player on the Dolphins, his wife went out on Twitter and talked about
Brent Grimes' wife.
Yes. Yes.
She's kind of an asshole.
She's a huge asshole.
She's like Missy, but married to a football player. She's like a lunatic. She seems like she's a lot of fun, but she's out of her fucking mind. Yeah,
shut the fuck up.
Exactly. Shut up.
Imagine if Serena Williams was married and her husband went on Twitter and said that the fucking line judge at a tennis match was either racist or just didn't know what the fuck he was doing. Serena Williams would take her best racket and shove it up his ass sideways.
Oh, yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Period. Fucking assholes.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of it.
I guess that's what happens when you're married to somebody who's rich and you don't have anything to do all day.
No, can't get an acting job.
I'm not talking about Jada, but any of the wives of football players.
Football wives, yeah.
Yeah, it's like they have nothing to do.
No. You're
I'm sure they have maids. They have fucking
nannies.
All they have to do is, oh, well, let me be interested in football because that's how my husband makes all his money.
Yeah, I'm going to shit out three kids, but they're going to get brought up by the illegal maid that they have because they're going to be out all day getting their hair done and their nails done.
Your husband's getting laid on the road.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Good for him.
Yeah, good for him.
Except for Tom Brady, man. If he's cheating on Giselle, he's
that's
dumb.
Impossible.
Forget the fact that she's hot. She's fucking loaded.
See, that's the thing. What people don't realize, that whole Deflategate thing, that's why he got rid of his phone. That was all his side pieces on it.
Mm-hmm. Like, this shit ain't coming out.
No.
Nothing stays a secret.
Right.
Somebody always tells a reporter
what
they saw.
It'll come out eventually.
Sure does. That's right. If the pussy talks, his money walks.
Her money walks.
His money. She can take his money.
She makes more than him.
Doesn't matter.
I'm sure they have a prenup. If you don't have a prenup, you're an idiot with that kind of
You don't know?
No, I don't know.
She should have signed it. She should have made him get a prenup.
Yeah.
I think she acquired more money, though, over the course of their marriage.
Probably.
I don't think she was worth as much before they were married. I think now.
She makes like $20 million
a year. The difference in their salaries is ridiculous. Like, she's worth somewhere in the neighborhood of $600 or $700 million.
Oh my God.
And he's worth like $350 million.
My goodness.
Something like that.
That's good
with all the endorsements and shit like that, you know. She's a fucking skank.
Who cares?
Fuck her.
Who cares? She's worth all that money?
Ugh, disgusting miserab.
I could care less.
So ugh, disgusting. Fucking bitch.
Before we go, a listener, Sean Riggins, wants to suggest another documentary similar to what The Making of Murder was. It's called The Central Park 5.
I saw it.
You saw it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, don't talk about it now.
It's good.
Then, is it?
It's good. I would recommend, over Making a Murder, I would recommend the Memphis 3.
I've seen the Memphis 3.
That's good. Not on Netflix.
No.
If you have HBO Go, watch part one, part two, part three, and I think it's all within a span of 10 years.
Right.
That is phenomenal. That's just like Making a Murderer.
Yeah.
Same ordeal.
Yes.
But yeah, I would recommend that. The Memphis, or the what was it, Trailer Central Park 5? Is that her?
No. That's Missy's documentary.
The Trailer Park 5.
The guys are blue.
It's her and the four kids that she killed.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's Luscious, Lucius, Cookie, Clueless, and Fuckhead. Yeah, that is a good documentary.
Yeah. He also said this is the only show that he still listens to on Riotcast.
Oh, that's good, Marco. Let's piss where we eat.
I'm just reading the fucking
okay. Tell your friends about us.
Tell your friends about me.
We need more.
I'm Batman.
Promote.
Knocker.
Appreciate that. Mr. Riggins. Riggins!
Riggins is a man of color also.
Good. Good.
We have blacks on our side.
But listen, maybe he
John
agrees.
Riggins was white.
Maybe he Sean.
Sean Riggins.
Maybe he agrees with us about this. Maybe he doesn't.
His black side.
Regardless, I'm sure Sean has better things to worry about than whether or not there are black nominees in this year's. It's not like it's the first time ever. You know what I mean? Like,
why is it a big deal this year? Because fucking Jada Cunt ran her mouth.
Yeah, Jaded Pink Smith. Jada Pinkett. Jaded Pinkett Smith.
She needs to shut the fuck up. And
she needs to get a job. A good one. Because she sucks.
Well, that's why she doesn't have a job.
There's nothing I've ever said like, oh, wow, Jada Pinkett's in it.
She's
not even that good looking anymore.
She was the only person on Gotham that anybody's ever heard of before that show came out, and she couldn't last.
No, I heard.
And her character was made up.
Harvey, I've heard of.
Okay. Before. And her character was made up, so they could have let her. It's not like she had to die at some point.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, you know what? She's annoying. Kill her off.
I think Will should. I don't think he has to worry about an Oscar or not. I think he needs to worry about upgrading.
Yeah.
I think it's time to trade up.
Trade her in?
When he did the movie Focus, how do you fucking work with Margot Robbie all day and then go home to that?
And not come in your pants
and
every
go home
second.
To that.
That, it, dude.
He banged her.
He had to.
No doubt.
Good for him.
No, he didn't.
No, you don't think so?
No. Jada
and he banged her in the new movie, too.
Jada was on the set the entire film.
Can you blame her?
No, I don't know. I don't fuck guys, so I guess not. But I can say this. I would be pissed off and would give me a reason to cheat if my wife would show up at the set.
Right.
That's the closest thing you get to cheating without getting in trouble, is being an actor and getting to dry hump Margot Robbie.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, honestly, the scene in Wolf of Wall Street where she gives, his name, Blue Balls, Leo, and she opens her legs and she's saying, no more panties.
Yeah.
I would have ruined the movie because I would have completely dived right in. And Leo could get away with it, too.
Yeah, sure. Of course he could.
I mean,
Cut! Chris came in his pants again.
Leo, come on.
Take five.
How many times you got to do this, Leo? I'm sorry, guys. I'm just trying to get, I'm trying to get in the role here. That's what my guy would do. I'm a wolf. I munch on box. That's what I do. And if I was Jonah Hill's character, I would have really took out my prick, not a prosthetic one.
Start beating it on
her
thigh.
The best line of that movie was the one dude with the hairpiece who says at the balcony, I would so let her give me fucking AIDS. That's the best line of the movie by far.
Mm-hmm.
And so true.
Yep.
If there is a woman that you would let give you AIDS, it's Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
She's fucking dynamite. And the scene where she opens the bedroom doors on him after he's trying to start the fire or whatever, I was like, what the fuck? It was uncomfortable to watch with my girlfriend there. Very uncomfortable. I was like, I got to roll on my side here. It's like a kickstand. Yeah. I mean, the girl's hot. And Will Smith's had quite a few good looking leading ladies he worked with in his career. You know, isn't it funny? Jada Pinkett Smith was in Ali, played one of the wives that Ali had. She's such a horrible actress. She played one of the wives he divorced. Yeah. Not the one he ended up with. That's how bad she was. Not only that, he probably went to the writers. You're not making her the last one, are you? You're going to make her one of the first ones, right?
Yeah. Okay. He was like, listen, I know you're trying to throw my wife in the film, but give her like a real small part.
He had the only love scene in the movie for him was with that one. Was with Jada.
Yeah.
Yeah. How does Jada have that kind of pull?
She doesn't. Will has that kind of pull.
Yeah, but why would he do something like that? Is he trying to further her career? Doesn't he realize she's anchoring his? She's awful. Awful. And she's lost her looks. She was very pretty.
She was fucking hot.
And listen, she's not an ugly woman now. What I'm saying
is... She's very cunty now, and it makes her ugly.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. That's it. I'm done.
And her hair.
Mic drop.
Yeah. And her hair.
And her hair.
Her awful, awful hair. Walking around like a fucking... like the head of a bird. Short, matted hair, feather hair to the...
I'd still fuck her.
Of course.
I'd like to throw her off a fucking building.
After I'm done fucking her. It's all yours.
They only accidentally killed her on Gotham. I'm not going to ruin anything else for you.
I don't care. You already ruined it.
Trust me, that's not the driving force of the show.
I can't find episodes 1 and 3. That's why I haven't been binge-watched it yet.
It's on Netflix.
Is it? I didn't realize Gotham was on Netflix. I have it on demand, and it's got every episode from last season except 1 and 3.
Why do they do that?
Fucking cocksuckers.
Go get the Fox. They have the Fox on demand on the computer. It gets everything.
All right. Yeah. I have Roku. I should have gone there and looked.
I know Gotham is on Netflix because I added it to my list. So,
should have told me that last week before you ruined it for me.
So, wait, what season was that? 2? Is that the one you're not on?
Yeah, the one that just passed.
Okay, 2. Yeah, yeah.
It comes back on in a couple weeks, right?
Think so.
Yeah, I got it. I don't know what I'm doing this weekend.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, find something good to do.
Marco's going to shovel the snow, and I'm going to binge watch Gotham.
I'll shovel.
He's going to be too busy trying to get this show right.
Chris, can you come down here for a second?
I'm busy. Leave me alone. All right. Let's start to make our way out.
Word. Oh, you want me to take us out?
See if you can do something without fucking it up.
No, go fuck yourself. You take us out, bitch.
Peace out, bitch.
Just imagine this isn't a marriage, Marco. And you'll do it right.
At the end, he still loses.
Fuck off.
Really?
What, man? No, you fucking do it. What, I'm not good enough to open, I'm good enough to close?
I didn't make the call, I didn't say are
you
closing?
You think Mariano Rivera ever said I'm not good enough to start, but I'm good enough to close?
I don't think
you know Mariano Rivera. You're not even Ben Rivera.
Not even Geraldo Rivera.
Not even Ron Rivera.
Don't forget to check us out on iCast.com. Go to iTunes and download all our past episodes. And donate. Hit the donate button, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, give us some funds. We're going to be stuck in this blizzard. We need bread and milk.
We'll be back next week.
It's the motherfucking D.R.E.
Dr. Dre, motherfucker.
You know I'm mobbing with the D.O.G. Straight off.